The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Collins serves it that way. Fosick's able to handle it. Sestock sets, slide to Sestock, and she'll take it off the block. Kylie to Carey. Sixth kill for Carey. 21-18.
Tonight, it's the finals of the C19 Sub-District Tournament from Grand Island as the St. Paul Wildcats battle the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Kids Sports Club.
Serving across by Madison Liske. Back over Stars, set close to the net, but Benton rattles it off the block. Of Oprick and Squires, and Central Catholic has taken the lead.
St. Paul down Central Catholic in their only previous meeting of the season, 2-1. Tonight's winner advances to Friday's district final against two-time defending state champion Kearney Catholic. It's the Wildcats and Crusaders coming up next. But first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Grand Island Senior High School with Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Grand Island Senior High School. It is time for Classic Hits continuing coverage of local high school sports action, and we are in the postseason of this month of November with the C19 Subdistrict Volleyball Championship between the top two seeds advancing on from last night. The number one seed, the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, taking on the number two seed, St. Paul. St. Paul ranked fifth on the Lincoln Journal Star. Grand Island Central Catholic ranked sixth, but it doesn't look like either team will be able to manage a wild card no matter what happens here tonight, and you still have Kearney Catholic on the other side of the district championship. There is an outside chance. The winner's going to get some good points tonight, but this is a big-time state atmosphere-type match here at Grand Island Senior High, which has hosted some state tournament matches over the last 4 years. Last night, Central Catholic swept Adams Central 25-15, 18-17, and St. Paul swept Central City 25-16, 21 and 27-25 in the third set. The teams, as you heard, had met once in the Holdridge tournament earlier this year. Grand Island Central Catholic won the first set. St. Paul came back and won the next two sets and took it 2-1. But tonight, it's the best of five with the winner advancing on to Friday's district final. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. There is plenty of volleyball action going on around the area tonight. Other side, Ord and Broken Bow playing up at Bassett in C2 action tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia is playing Sandy Creek at Minden. Burwell and Centura are in the C210 final. Southern Valley is playing North Platte St. Pat's. In Class D action tonight, it is Red Cloud and Blue Hill in the D19 district final. And it is in other action, kind of moving along to D2 side of things. And then you have Lawrence Nelson playing Silver Lake. Sandhill Stedford is in action tonight against SEM. And Bertrand is taking on Alma. Also, Class B districts going on tonight at Grand Island Northwest and at Holdridge. They play all of that tonight. Class A action for Kearney, Grand Island. Both will be on the road for their Class A districts tomorrow. The Class D district finals Thursday, and then the Class C district finals will be held on Friday. Of course, a busy week of high school football. We've got that for you the next couple of days as well. Class D, second round tomorrow. A, B, and C quarterfinals coming up on Friday. Coming up, the starting lineups from Grand Island Senior High. Plus, we want to remind you that not only are you listening to us on 98.9, but we're online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back with more after this.
Your friends at Equitable Bank find solutions by asking the right questions. They treat people the way they like to be treated, and your success is important to them. At Equitable Bank, you're more than an account number. Bank with Equitable. Bank with the E. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics throughout the state of Nebraska and here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Wells and Parr will do the officiating here tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic is going to be wearing their white jerseys, the home team, with their Columbia blue trim and the dark blue with gold trim for St. Paul. Let's take a look at the starting lineups now. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. St. Paul will be the visiting team as the number two seed. Their service rotation will begin with number 11, 5'8", junior middle blocker, Maddie Roth. She'll be followed by number four, 5'8", junior outside hitter, Kaylee Horkey. Number five, 5'8", sophomore outside hitter, Jaden Jacobowski. Number 14, 5'11", senior middle blocker, Carrie Sestock. Number 12, 5'11", senior center, Kylie Sestock. And number two, 5'8", sophomore outside hitter, Leslie Fox. The libero for St. Paul is number 10, 5'4", senior, Maddie Fosick. The head coach at St. Paul is Matt Kane Fairbanks, assisted by Nancy Harrington and Michaela White. St. Paul sits at 24-7 on the season, ranked fifth in the Lincoln Journal Star. They are unranked in the Omaha World Herald. For Grand Island Central Catholic, they are sixth in the Lincoln Journal Star and eighth in the Omaha World Herald. They'll start with number three, 5'7", junior outside hitter, Sadie Gehring. Number 15 is a 5'10", junior middle hitter, Darren Willman. Number 11, 5'8", junior center is Laura Lowry. Number 14 is 5'10", senior outside hitter, Emma Benton. Number 9, 5'8", junior middle hitter is Lauren Webb. And number 6 is 5'0", junior outside hitter, Emily Herbeck. The libero for Central Catholic is number 1, 5'6", senior, Katie Golka. The head coach at Grand Island Central Catholic is the winningest coach in the history of state volleyball in Nebraska, Sharon Zavala. They had a celebration for her at the end of the regular season for her 900th victory that she occurred earlier this year. She's over 920 victories in her career, but a rarity now for Grand Island Central Catholic as Brittany Ashe is her assistant, 24-6 on the season, trying to avenge the loss that they had earlier this year to St. Paul. But Central Catholic did not make it to state last year, and it is a rarity when they don't make it to state. It's even more rare when it's 2 years in a row that the squad is left out of the state tournament. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney, member FDIC. Emma Benton, of course, leads the way for the Crusaders. The Wildcats have Sestock and Fox leading them tonight. Both teams are pretty much healthy. Megan Luckey is not going to be able to suit out tonight. She is ill for St. Paul, and she would have been a role player coming in from time to time for the Wildcats. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or New Tech Seed dealer near you. First Serve is next.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for three generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Carey Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Carey is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesio-taping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Your friends at Equitable Bank find solutions by asking the right questions. They treat people the way they like to be treated, and your success is important to them. At Equitable Bank, you're more than an account number. Bank with Equitable. Bank with the E. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brems Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important to you than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brems provides the hometown services you want, from prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brems Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, ready to serve it away here in the C19 Sub-District Volleyball Championship game on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, St. Paul, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. A big thank you to Athletic Director Joe Cutlass and the crew here at Grand Island for their hospitality as Central Catholic will move from left to right. St. Paul will move from right to left. As you viewed along your radio dial, we're glad to have you. While we wait for the serve to get started here, we remind you that tomorrow's football action here on Classic Hits, 4:30 pregame, 5 o'clock kickoff, as Kennesaw will host Randolph. And on ESPN 1460, 1550, pregame at 5:30, kickoff at 6 o'clock as 8-1 Amherst travels to 9-0 Fullerton. And a doubleheader tomorrow afternoon on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, starts at 2:30. With Blue Hill in action at Hemingford, followed by Giltner traveling to Humphrey St. Francis at 6 o'clock. It'll be followed by the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show here on Classic Hits. And, of course, we'll be bringing you action throughout the day and updates on our scoreboard from throughout the state of Nebraska and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Well, all of a sudden now we have a net issue here. As the teams are getting ready, it looked like the officials had it all checked out. And then sometime during practice, it looks like we've got a net issue and they're going to have to fix that. So we've got a delay to the start of tonight's volleyball game. Head official, chair official, Cindy Wells says, whatever it is, we can move on. And so we will. Ready to get things underway here. St. Paul will use their libero and Maddie Fosick to start this. And it looks like Katie Golka will also want to come in to get things going here for Central Catholic. Again, the winner of this will take on Kearney Catholic, the two-time defending state champion, Friday night at a site to be determined. And if Central Catholic wins, it will put both schools in a unique situation because they're both playing state quarterfinal football. Central Catholic will host Ashland Greenwood here at Memorial Field at 2. Kearney Catholics at Columbus Scotus at 3. I'm sure they'll get together because they want their fans to be able to watch both. But the site to be determined, and you can bet that it'll be somewhere around Grand Island or East, maybe even St. Paul. If St. Paul wins, that opens up a couple other doors as well. St. Paul wins the toss. They'll serve it away. Fosick to do so, and we are ready to get the sub-district championship underway. Fosick takes the half set and flies it across. Overpass, free ball above the net. St. Paul can't put it away. It's flicked back across by Lowry. Free ball here, St. Paul. Front left on the attack. It's taken over by Jacobowski off the tip. Back row attack for Emma Benton. She'll drive it across to the nice dig there by the libero and Fosick. Outside again, Jacobowski in a long rally here on the opening point. From the 10-foot line, it'll be sailed across by Central Catholic and Gehring. Now middle attack, Sestock popped up there by Benton, and they'll send a free ball across. Fox with the dig. Sestock back to her sister. She'll tip it down. And St. Paul has point one. The kill for Carrie Sestock. And the service point for the libero, Maddie Fosick. Boy, if we have 3 to 5 sets of that, we're going to be here a while. Great first point of the match. St. Paul serves it across again. Set to the front left. It'll be rolled across that time by Gehring. Ready to the right side. St. Paul on the attack with Kaylee Horkey. Again from the 10-foot line. Haven't got a good swing at the net yet for the Crusaders. Here's the Sestock middle tip. Benton down low. Gets a hand on it, but nobody plays it after that. Back-to-back kills here for Carrie Sestock, and St. Paul leads it by a score of 2. Good start here. Get some confidence. Get that early rhythm. It hits the net and falls over for an inch. Maddie Fosick, 3-0 again. There was nothing that Central Catholic could do there. That caught a lot of net and simply wouldn't get to the back row or even get to a front row player. So Fosick trying to make it 4-0. That's clearly across. Back middle to Benton. Here's the set. Slide right side. Williams blocked up front by Sestock. Dug out here by the Crusaders. Benton from the back row. Flicks it across to St. Paul. Right side attack is going to be an angle swing for Horky. Up in the back row, but again from the 10-foot line. Has to be half to cross by Gehring. Here's a set to the outside. Jacobowski over the block. Down and good. Jaden Jacobowski makes it 4-0. St. Paul time out. Grand Island Central Catholic, a very quick timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Opening set, St. Paul 4, Grand Island Central Catholic nothing.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Well, the St. Paul Wildcats couldn't ask for a better start to this volleyball match, leading it 4-0, forcing a timeout here for Grand Island Central Catholic. And Maddie Fosick, who started things off, continues the serve across to Libero Golka. Here's the set middle. Wilman will take it off the net. It's dug out. Problem for St. Paul. Back row attack will be taken across that time by Fosick. And again, Central Catholic's offense just out of rhythm. Sestock has to play it up, set to the middle, and from off the net, Jacobowski blocked. Another great dig that time from Kerry Sestock. Jacobowski rolls it across, and it is down and good, and she even did it losing her shoe. Jacobowski, it wasn't a power jump. She came right out of her shoe, though, and it's 5-0 St. Paul. She just slips that baby right back on. So now Central Catholic trying to get that volleyball for the first time. That's enough of a run, they say. As Golka picks it up, bump set Lowry, back row attack, Benton, attack error into the net. 6-0 St. Paul, and the strategy of starting Benton in the back row is backfiring right now on Central Catholic. Their first error, four kills and an ace serve, had gotten them a 5-0 lead for St. Paul. 6-0 now on the air, hits the net and falls over for another ace. Well, St. Paul is well on their way here in game one, and Coach Sharon Zavala is going to go to the bench. Chelsea Pukacher will come in defensively. Emily Herbeck will check out. They'll try and hide Pukacher back there. They really don't want her to receive the serve. Let's see if they take it at her. Well, they try to. Golka backpedals and makes the pass. Stays in the back row, and Benton with another swing takes it near side. Dug out by Kylie Sestock. Here is the set by Horky, and it broke her hands. That's going to be a double hit. And Central Catholic finally gets on the board here. That'll allow Benton to rotate into the front row, but it's already 7-1 St. Paul. And back to serve it away is Sadie Gehring. Set to the outside, Jacobowski from about 8 feet out. Her attack is deep and out of bounds. So Central Catholic with two. And sometimes you got to be a little careful if you're St. Paul. You don't want the Crusaders to get any kind of a run going again. As the serve is right down the middle, picked up by Fox, close to the net. Sestock, the sisters, tipped and blocked at the net. One more time, they'll set to the outside. Jacobowski through the double block and good. Third kill for Jaden Jacobowski. St. Paul 8 and GICC 2. In to serve is Clara Titi. Titi with an 8-2 lead. Mini jump serve sends it deep and out of bounds. First service error right back over to the Crusaders. And into the ball game for Central Catholic will be Madison Liske. Maddie goes back to serve it away for the Crusaders, trailing 8-3 here in game one on Classic Hits. And she'll swat it across on an angle, picked up there by Titi. Again, Jacobowski front left goes near side for the kill. Fourth kill for Jacobowski. That time she stayed away from the angle, went right down the line to make it 9-3. Back to serve it away is Jacobowski. Now out of that front row, that'll bring Fox into the front row, teaming up with Sestock as the two big hitters. And the punch serve is across to Golka. Lowry's running all over the place. Benton gets the swing and terminates. So Emma Benton will get her first kill, really her first good look of the match. Side out for Central Catholic. And back to serve it away will be Laura Lowry, the center for Central Catholic, 9-4 St. Paul. a raucous environment, as if you could tell. The St. Paul fans are right behind us. Overpass on the serve, trying to tip it across Sestock, but right there for the block is going to be Emma Benton. And Benton will get the ace block, 9-5. It was 7-0 St. Paul. Central Catholic quickly crawling back into this one. Lowry, deep serve, ace. They let it go. They were yelling to let it go, and it was well in. In that back left corner, it's 9-6, the first ace of the match for Central Catholic. Two good programs like this, you can see runs being put together, or you can see them side out each other to death. Right now it's runs. Lowry serve, double pass, set to the outside. Fox gets a good look, but follows through into the net. Oh, but Central Catholic was in the net first. Central Catholic was in the net on the block, and on the follow through coming down, Fox landed in the net. The point for St. Paul. And ready to serve it will be Carrie Sestock, the senior hitter. Her sister is the setter. Right down the middle it goes to Gehring. Lowry sets Benton from the 10-foot line. Attack good. Side out, Central Catholic, 10-7 your score. As we talked about earlier, Grand Island Central Catholic did not make it to the state tournament last year. The last time Central Catholic missed on back-to-back years was 2003 and 4. Some folks probably thought it was longer than that. Fox on the attack is deep. Point Central Catholic, and it's a two-point game, 10-8. Benton is at the service line for the Crusaders. Could cut it to one. And Benton serve. Floats it down the middle. St. Paul handles. Set to the outside. Fox, she's blocked. Nice dig that time by Jacobowski. Back to Fox. Not as much on it. And Benton with the dig. Lowry runs it down. Set to the middle. And a big lefty drives it home. Emily Herbeck. And it's a one-point game. And right back in it. Grand Island Central Catholic. And time out. St. Paul. So some early runs. St. Paul was up 7-0. But since then, it's 9-3 Central Catholic. Here in game one, St. Paul 10, Central Catholic 9. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Some volleyball from earlier tonight. Holdridge was a winner in straight sets over Lexington. Hastings a winner in straight sets over McCook. Grand Island Northwest, straight set winner over York. And they're still playing in those B finals tonight. Serve across by Benton, looking for the tie. Fox on the attack, deep in many errors right now for St. Paul. We are tied 10-10. Central Catholic is on a 7-1 run after trailing 9-3. And they're getting some help from the Wildcats. Five errors already on the Cats. Slide right side and off the back foot there. Just getting it across is Roth. Problems over Central Catholic, and they have to pass it across. Free ball, St. Paul dumped over by Sestock. Benton's ready for it. Lowry sets to the outside. Here's Gehring again off the back foot. Sails it off the pin and out of bounds. Hit the antenna, and St. Paul will get the ball back. Still yet to trail here in game one, but their lead is gone. And Kylie Sestock will go back and serve it away. 11-10, game one, best of five, C19, sub-district final. Right down the line, they'll go to Golka, and a double hit going to be called on the Central Catholic set. It was not the best pass in the world, and Lowry tried to do a little too much with it and is called for the double hit. Sestock to fire again. Kylie slaps it deep, way deep, out of bounds. There's also college basketball going on tonight. Our sister station, 1230 KHAS, and the Bree, HastingsLink.com. Hastings College hosting Mount Marty tonight. Women playing right now, followed by the men at 8. Serves across here by Willman, and for St. Paul, they'll take a half down the near left corner. Kaylee Horkey, Willman's able to dig it out. Back row, Benton, her attacks into the net. Side out, St. Paul. Benton far and away, the leading attacker for both teams. And when she gets in that front row, very tough to stop. But she's in the back right now, and Leslie Fox will serve at 13-11 St. Paul. Lowry sets Willman in the middle. Her attack is beautifully placed just inside the back line for her first kill. That's only the fourth kill for Central Catholic. As we said, four kills, an ace block, and an ace serve. So they've earned six, and there's been six St. Paul errors. On the other side, St. Paul, six kills and two ace serves. Line drive serve is across, picked up Fosick. They get it to Jacobowski, overpassed, right back into the front row for St. Paul. Set right side, the attack is down and good for Horking. Side out Wildcats. And we start our second time through the rotation with Matty Fosick. Fosick served seven in a row to start this game, including a couple of aces. But then Central Catholic came back and got tied quickly, and now we're back into a dogfight. Here is Gehring over the double block. Good dig by Fox back row. Sestock short set, and it'll be tipped across by Carey, and an opening in the back row for the kill. That was St. Paul just trying to get the ball back after that big swing. And instead, they're able to find a way to get the point. Each team has used a timeout. Each team has one remaining, and St. Paul back up by three. Fosick cuts it across to Benton. Good pass to Lowry. Willman in the middle. She'll tip it over the double block, and nobody's home. Second kill for Darren. That was well set up. That's what Coach Sharon Zavala wants to see out of her team. A good pass on the serve makes it easy on the set, Lowry, and that gives the attacker, in this case, Willman, all kinds of options. Gehring serves for the Crusaders. Across to Horky. Set right side. She'll hammer it off the net. They think it's out of bounds, and yes, there it is. The Lions judge does make the call off the pin. Point, Central Catholic. Gehring a chance to tie it. 15-14, St. Paul game one. Down the middle it comes to Fox. Here's the set outside, and the attack down and good by Jacobowski, her match high, fifth kill. 16-14, and rotating back into serve, Clara Teedy for St. Paul. Now both teams have played Kearney Catholic, the opponent Friday. Both teams lost. St. Paul and Central Catholic both had a chance to take a set, but couldn't finish and then ended up getting swept. Here's Benton, front left. Good elevation, but it's wide right into the St. Paul bench. 17-14, St. Paul. Teedy with her first point from the service line. And again, since it was tied at 10, St. Paul's biggest lead has been three. They've had that a couple of times. Crusaders don't want it to get any more than that. Teedy floats it a little deep. It's out of bounds. That is the third service error for St. Paul. So far, none for Central Catholic. And back to serve will be Maddie Liske, the sophomore, ready to fire it away here. Checks with the bench, and here comes the serve. Nice one down the middle to Fosick. Pass off the mark. Sestock goes with a back row set, and Fosick puts it into the net. That was off the mark off of a good serve. 17-16. So up to three, down to one. Up to three, down to one, and a chance to tie it now for Central Catholic. Liske serve. Again, a knuckleball at Fosick. It's an ace. And we are tied 17-17 on the first ace from Maddie Liske. Central Catholic has yet to have the lead after trailing 7-0. And they've got a chance to do it right here. They've scored three in a row. Liske over to Fosick. Sestock bump set this time to the outside. Jacobowski goes on the angle. Benton runs it down. Here's a set back to Emma from the middle. She'll roll it across. Good dig by Fosick. Bump set that time from TD and passed across. Free ball here for the Crusaders. They go middle. The attack blocked up front. Sestock. St. Paul point off the block from Lauren Webb. Carey Sestock gets the first ace block for St. Paul. And again, they have yet to trail. 18-17. Jacobowski to serve for the Cats. And Jacobowski down the line, picked up there by Golka. Benton from off the court had to adjust. It's out of bounds. Hit behind the pin. The passing has been a problem for Grand Island Central Catholic. It has cost them quite a few points, and they trail 19-17. Jacobowski on the serve. Punches it near side to Golka. Bump set all the way to the other side for Benton. She's blocked again. Sestock sisters team up. Carey with her second. Timeout. Grand Island Central Catholic. St. Paul 20. Grand Island Central Catholic 17. Game one. Best of five of the C19 Sub-District Championship. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
St. Paul was up 7-0. Central Catholic caught him at 10-10. St. Paul keeps getting the lead. The Crusaders keep catching up right now. St. Paul has got the lead at 20-17. And at the service line is Jacobowski looking for three in a row. Over to Golka out of the Central Catholic timeout. It'll be tapped into the back corner. Good job by Benton. And a lift is called on St. Paul. Benton picking up the point. And a side out as needed out of the timeout for the Crusaders. And Laura Lowry will serve it away. She had an ace serve last time she was back there. Lowry swats it deep and out of bounds. Service error, first of the match for Central Catholic. 21-18 in favor of St. Paul. And serving it away is Carrie Sestock. She'll float it across. Dug out in the middle of that by time by Gehring to Benton again. Has to half it across. Dug out in the back row by Sestock. Set to Fox. Front left, she's blocked. Played out Sestock. Set Sestock to Fox again. Near side, but she's wide. She's wide on the roll. Point Central Catholic. 21-19, Benton to serve. Again, a pair of Sestock twin sisters. Kylie the setter, Carrie the attacker. Not that Kylie can't put one down when she needs to. Benton serves across. Fires a bullet at Jacobowski to Fox. On the outside, she'll hammer it home. That's the first kill of the match for the sophomore, Leslie Fox. And it's 22-19, St. Paul, as Kylie Sestock will go back and serve it away. 3 points away from the opening game, but Central Catholic 3 points away from tying it. Sestock serve. Swats it down the near side. Good one. Golka gets it to Webb. Rolled across there by Gehring. Fox with the dig. They'll back set it right side. Attack is down and good by Horky. Second kill for Kaylee Horky. And it's now a four-point lead for St. Paul at 23-19. St. Paul wants to wrap it up right here. Central Catholic, their biggest deficit since it was 10-6. Serve across. Knuckleball, Golka to Lowry. Bump set, Gehring in the middle. Halves it, blocked up front that time by St. Paul, but a swing across by Herbeck. And St. Paul brings it to Fox. Fox is deep and out of bounds. Point, Central Catholic. Good block up there a couple of times for St. Paul's Madeline Roth. And now to serve Lauren Webb for the Crusaders, trailing 23-20. Across to Gehring, pass off the mark. It's an ace, 23-21. St. Paul has a timeout if they want to use it. Let's see if Coach Kane Fairbanks uses it right here. I think he's going to wait to see what happens on this point. Webb, ace, 23-22. Back-to-back aces for Lauren Webb. Time out, St. Paul, Central Catholic. Three straight by the Crusaders. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. In the first set, your score, St. Paul 23, Grand Island Central Catholic 22.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Grand Island Senior High School for this Tuesday night C19 Subdistrict Volleyball Championship game. We're in the opening set. St. Paul clinging to a 23-22 lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders have scored three in a row. After getting the ball back, Lauren Webb has served two straight aces. And we're ready to go. Webb now trying to tie it up deep in game one, but the serve is out of bounds. Happens so many times after the timeout. The error occurs, and it is game point for St. Paul. Leslie Fox to serve. 24-22. Fox, half step, fires it into the corner to Golka. Lowry has to chase it down, bump set, and it'll be rolled across by Gehring. Chance for St. Paul to finish. They go to the outside. Jacobowski's attack dug out by Benton. Lowry's going to get a good set out here for Gehring. She'll hammer it across. Fox with a good dig. Here's the set, Sestock. Right side attack, Horky. Good. And game one goes to St. Paul. Kaylee Horky painted that near side corner on the right side of the court to get the kill and finish things off here in the opening set. St. Paul 25, Grand Island Central Catholic 22. We'll be back with the numbers in a minute on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Your friends at Equitable Bank find solutions by asking the right questions. They treat people the way they like to be treated, and your success is important to them. At Equitable Bank, you're more than an account number. Bank with Equitable. Bank with the E. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back to high school volleyball. Let's take a look at the unofficial first set numbers in our C19 Subdistrict Championship. First off, for Grand Island Central Catholic, Sadie Gehring, two service points. Maddie Liske, two service points. One was an ace. Emily Herbeck, one kill. Lauren Webb, two ace serves. Laura Lowry, two service points. One was an ace. Emma Benton, three service points. An ace block, three kills. Darren Wilman, two kills. But Central Catholic only had six kills. One ace block, four ace serves. For St. Paul, Leslie Fox, one service point, one kill. Kaylee Horkey, three kills. Jaden Jacobowski, two service points, five kills. Clara Titi, one service point. Maddie Fosick started with seven in a row from the service line, ended up with eight in the game. Two of them were aces. Kylie Sestock, two service points. Carrie Sestock, two ace blocks and three kills. 12 kills, two ace blocks and two ace serves as St. Paul takes game one 25-22 from Grand Island Central Catholic. And we'll be back with the second set after this.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Ready to get the second set underway here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, St. Paul, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It'll be Central Catholic to serve it away with Sadie Gehring as the Crusaders now move from right to left. Overpass Fox, free ball, Benton, termination. Central Catholic has their first lead. Emma Benton takes care of that free ball. And that'll be her fourth kill. Well, St. Paul got out to a 7-0 start in game one. Central Catholic would like to return the favor here. At Fox, the Sestock in the back row to Fox. She'll take it across. Has to be two-balled across by Central Catholic. Is by Lowry. Sestock middle attack St. Paul. Off the block that time of Wilman. It's dug out. Benton has to soft it across, and it might work, and it does. Fifth for Emma Benton. Back-to-back kills to start game two for Benton. 2-0. Don't forget, at the end of all of our matches, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, final stats, coach interviews, and more. We're a long way from that. From off the net, Jacobowski has to take it across on the angle to Benton. Middle attack, Wilman. Off the net, it pops up in the air. St. Paul saves it. They're going to have to pass it across. They do with Jacobowski. Free ball here. Lowry sets middle. Wilman attack through the block. St. Paul cannot save it, and Wilman will get her third kill. 3-0, Central Catholic. best of five here in the postseason. 24-6 Central Catholic, 24-7 St. Paul. Strong serve at Fosick. Good pass up front. Jake Dabowski from the front left drives it across. Middle picked up Golka. Here's Benton. She'll go with the offhand tip. It's going to work. Great start here for the Crusaders. 4-0, and now a timeout, St. Paul. So the exact same way that game one started for St. Paul is the way game two has started for Grand Island Central Catholic. They get the serve. They've rattled four in a row, and they're up 4-0. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Welcome back to Grand Island Senior High. Early timeout by St. Paul. Trying to adjust to a few things that the Crusaders have done to start game number two. St. Paul wins the opener 25-22. But Grand Island Central Catholic starts with the serve and has not given it up yet. 4-0, game two. And it's Sadie Gehring to serve. Gehring, a little deep. How about an ace? No, great save there by Sestock to keep it alive. Free ball comes across to the Crusaders. Lowry gets it to Benton. Good look, but it hit the net and went out of bounds. Tried to come on the near side in front of the scorer's table, and the error by Benton will give St. Paul the volleyball. And back to serve it will be Thede. The sophomore gets set and fires it. Safely across down the middle to Golka. Lowry, short set Wilman in the middle. She'll fire it across. A couple of one-arm ups, but not enough to keep it alive. And Darren with her fourth kill. Side out, Central Catholic 5-1. Then more volleyball comes your way on Thursday. Class D action. We will have the Blue Hill Red Cloud winner taking on Axtell on Thursday night. Serve across. Fox just barely picks it up. Set across again. So now serve receive problems for the Cats. Slide right side, Webb. And it's down and good. First kill for Lauren Webb. 6-1. And to serve it away again is Liske. Liske checks with Coach Zavala. And here's the serve. Down the middle it goes. Handled there by Jacobowski. Big swing by Sestock. She's blocked up front, and it's down on the ace block for Lauren Webb. 7-1, Central Catholic. Now can St. Paul come back like Central Catholic did in the last set when they were down? Serve across to Fosick. Sestock runs it down. Jacobowski front left. Good angle attack up there by Benton, and then a double hit called on Lowry. Side out, St. Paul. 7-2. And Jacobowski will serve it away. Jade with a couple of points earlier. Leads the team with five kills right now, but St. Paul looking for their first stat of the second set that's not an error. Here's Benton. Big swing down and good. Benton on fire. Four kills in the first 8 points here for the Crusaders. 8-2, and back to serve is Lowry. Lowry takes her time and fires it right down the middle of Fosick. Sestock on a good pass, gets it to her sister and rattles it home. Carey with her fourth kill. First kill of the second set for St. Paul. And now Carey will go back to serve it away with the score 8-3. St. Paul did win the opener, 25-21. And the serve. Right down the middle, haven't seen any short serves or real big jump serves. Has to be tipped across and in by the Crusaders, Emily Herbeck. The lefty got it set too close to the net, so she had to adjust with her right hand, shoved it to her left, and it was wide open by that 10-foot line for St. Paul. 9-3, Benton to serve. Benton, line drive, ace! 10-3. Emma Benton. With her first ace, that's the fifth ace of the match for the Crusaders. And they are in control at 10-3. Benton again, that one's a little deeper. They let it go, and it's still in. Ace serve for Benton. And it is 11-3. Central Catholic has found the magic elixir here in game number two. And Benton again. That one is at Fox. Trouble with it. They do get it back to Leslie. Her swing is down and good. Great job by Sestock to take a low pass and get it back up there to Fox, who gets just her second kill. A little bit of a hill to climb. Central Catholic did it. Even though they didn't win, they did catch up in game one. Now can St. Paul do it here? Down by as many as seven. Serves across to the outside. Actually, eight. It was 11-3, obviously, before this. Trouble for St. Paul. They pass it across here with Horky, but a free ball. Lowry sets. Webb middle. The attack is good. Another kill for Central Catholic. Lauren Webb will get her second. Central Catholic had six kills the entire first set. They've already got nine here. Nine of the 12 points. They've got two ace serves and an ace block, so it's not like St. Paul's making errors. As Webb will serve. Across. Set to the outside. Horky. Her angle is picked up by Benton. Lowry will dump it over. Nobody's home. Down to the floor. Lauren Lowry will pick up a kill as well. 13-4. And timeout will be called. St. Paul has to burn their second timeout. Central Catholic 13, St. Paul 4, set 2. St. Paul won the opener 25-22. The best of five. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Duda with you here from Grand Island Senior High as the C19 Volleyball Subdistrict Tournament continues on PlatteRiverPreps.com and Classic Hits, KKPR-FM. 13-4, Grand Island Central Catholic leading St. Paul here in the second set. After St. Paul won the opener 25-22. So we're ready to get things underway again out of the St. Paul timeout. They've used them both. Fosick has to take it across the back row. Webb with the dig. Outside, Gehring off the block, off ahead, back across to Central Catholic. They'll go outside Herbeck. She's blocked, ace block. Roth with the ace block. Teaming up with Kaylee Horne. Side out for St. Paul. And Fox will go back and serve it away here for the Cats. 24 wins for each team coming into the night, both deserving to be in Lincoln. Only one will even have a chance after this match as Benton rolls it across out of the back row. Here's Jacobowski, swings it down the middle. Sixth kill, first of this set for Jaden. First point on serve here for St. Paul of the second set. Belongs to Fox. We'll see if she can get a couple more tacked on here and start the comeback. Fox's serve just droops it across, and it's going to be an ace. Nobody can pick it up. 13-7. It's all about serve-receive tonight. Nothing too funky on the serves. Just good movement. As we said, no jump serves, no crazy serves, no short little air serves. Here's Wilman in the middle. The block pops over. Fox is able to go low and pick it up. Upset right side. Horky puts it into the net. Point, Central Catholic, 14-7. And Jenny Sitt is now going to check in. And she'll go back and serve it away. We saw Junior earlier this year rotate in for the Crusaders in the same spot. Nice serve, knuckleball into that serving corner at Fox. Has to be passed across by Jacobowski. Another free ball, but a double hit. Going to be, or did they say it was passed back behind the pin? Looks like they're going to say it was passed back out of bounds. No? Yes? Yes, point St. Paul, or point Central Catholic. So Sitt serves it across again. Outside, Jacobowski off the double block. Sitt with the dig. Lowry has to flick it across. It's going to work. Lowry had no choice. It was coming right at the net. She just had to put a hand on it. And it slides over for the Central Catholic point. They continue to earn them. St. Paul not making the errors. They're just not able to finish the points here. Sent with a 16-7 lead across to Fosick. Set to the outside. The attack, Jacobowski is dug out by Benton. Bump set for Gehring. Front left, her angle attack is in. Sadie Gehring with her first kill. Four in a row for the Crusaders. 17-7. Grand Island Central Catholic rolling here in game two against St. Paul. If they are able to hang on as this serve goes into the net, then we'll be even at a set apiece. Back into the front row, Carrie Sestock. And Fosick will go back to serve it away for the Crusaders. Herbeck's going to come back in defensively. Again, they try to hide her on serve receive. The serve deep middle. Benton has to play it up to Herbeck. And it'll be set across there by Gehring. Run down by St. Paul's Kelsey Seferic, who's in. Set to the right side. And the attack is going to be out of bounds. The officials looking around to see if there's a tip. They say no. The attack deep. Point for Central Catholic and Sadie Gehring to serve. Gehring knuckles it down the middle. There's the set into the middle for Sestock, and she'll finish. Carrie with her fifth, another assist from Kylie. Side out St. Paul, and back to serve it away, Clara Titi. Titi to serve. Trying to get something going, but it's in the net. 19-9, Crusaders. And back to serve will be Maddie Liske. Now it'll be interesting to see what happens in game three if the Crusaders just kind of even coast in from here. 10-point lead over to Fosick. Sestock slides Kylie to Carey. Carey terminates. Three in the set, six in the match. St. Paul will get the ball back, but they have put together zero runs here in game number two as they did in game one when they jumped out 7-0. They were able to survive a Central Catholic rally and win it 25-22. Right now it's all Central Catholic. Jacobowski serve hits the net and falls over for the ace. St. Paul, I think, has had about three of those. In fact, maybe all of their aces, but one, have been a result of hitting the net and just dropping over. This one, no problem. They let it go, and it's just on the back line. Just caught the back tape as Golka tried to dive out of the way. Back-to-back ace serves for Jacobowski. 19-12, still Central Catholic by seven. But St. Paul getting their first little sign of life here. In game two, another deep middle serve. Backing up Gehring, stays in the back row. Bump set, it'll have to be tapped across. And Benton got lucky. Oh, my, it was right in the net. And St. Paul looked like they helped that ball across. And it spun over and down to the floor. Well, when you're good, sometimes luck follows you around. And that's exactly what happened there for Benton. She earned it. And Lowry now serves at 20-12. Sestock sets outside. Here's Fox. She goes off the block. Dugout web all above the net. And it'll be terminated this time by the center, Kylie Sestock. Her first kill. Side out Wildcats. And back to serve will be Carey Sestock. 20-13. Grand Island Central Catholic. Game two. St. Paul won the opener. And the serve over to Golka. Good pass to Lowry. Set middle. Webb on the attack. Hit the net. And it's going to fly for the kill. And any time you hit that tape, it just throws the whole defense off, whether it's an attack, whether it's a block, whether it's a serve. You're set up to play one, and it just takes all the momentum off that volleyball. And Emma Benton now will serve it away. 21-13, four away from evening it a set apiece. Benton deep serve, and it's out of bounds. So right back over to the Cats. And returning to the lineup is Kaylee Horkey, 5'8 junior. Again, not a ton of seniors on this Wildcat team, but the Sestock sisters are two of the seniors, and Kylie will go back and serve it away. Lowry back set. Here is the attack from Herbeck. It's blocked. Central Catholic digs it and passes it over. Free ball. Sestock sets to the right side. Here's the attack by Horkey that is up by the Crusaders. Can they do anything with it? They'll roll it over. Fox digs it out. Back to Leslie from the 10-foot line. Lofts it into the back corner. Now a chance for the Crusaders. Outside, Gehring's attack off the tip. Dug out in the back corner. Traced down by Gehring to Fox. She'll roll it back. Good rally going here. Crusaders, web in the middle. Dug out again by Jacobowski. Two ball across by Sestock. Central Catholic's ready. And again, it's going to be tipped across by Herbeck. And it's back into the net. It's dug out of the net. And St. Paul sends it over, but they're out of system. Here comes the set right back. Miscommunication Crusaders. They didn't get a swing. Fox on this long run puts it down and good. Went up for a big swing and then just topspinned it over the double block. Leslie Fox with her third kill to end the longest rally of the night. St. Paul is on a 6-2 run. And St. Paul wants a rotation check here. They've got it right. That was such a long point that they wanted to make sure they had the right player back there serving. Kylie Sestock. The 10-point lead down to 6, 21-15. Golcon serve receive. They'll set outside for Gehring. Angle attack. Dug out there by Jacobowski again. Short set right side, but the attack is wide by Kaylee Horkey. That could have made a timeout come from the Central Catholic bench, but it was right in front of them. It was definitely out. Side out, Crusaders. Lauren Webb to serve it away. And Webb, the junior, bullet serve. St. Paul tracking down an errant pass. They will not get it back. 23-15, Central Catholic. And remember, St. Paul's already used both of their timeouts, so the Crusaders can take it home from here. Webb serve. Just got across. Fox with the dig. Sestock sets outside. Horkey into the block. And an ace block up front by Emily Herbeck. And it is game point. Grand Island Central Catholic. Or did they call net violation? Okay, they called net violation. 23-16. And it'll go back over to St. Paul. Fox to serve. Across to Herbeck. Bump set to the 10-foot line. Gehring got a good swing on it. Up to the back row by Fosick. Has to be passed across. Another free ball for the Crusaders. Lowry sets middle. Wilman on the attack. It's out of bounds. Wide right. St. Paul back within 6, but no room for error now. 23-17. Fox's serve. Keeps it safely into Benton. Trying to go quick. Lowry to Herbeck. Herbeck's attack is dug out. Fosick. High spinner into the back row. They'll get it up front and a miss hit by Jacobowski. Now it's game point for Central Catholic as Kelsey Seferic comes in defensively for St. Paul. And back to serve Jennifer Sint. Had 3 in a row last time she was back there. 24-17 Central Catholic. A point away from evening our match. Knuckleball down the middle to Fosick. Sestock sets right side. The attack is blocked, and it is blocked out. Give the kill to St. Paul and Kaylee Horkey. It wasn't out by much, but it was right in front of everybody, so it would not be missed. Fosick to serve now. Game point number 2 for the Crusaders. Across to Benton. Good pass to Lowry. In the middle to Wilman. She'll tip it over. Just getting a hand on it to save it is Jacobowski, and then tipped down by St. Paul and Horkey. Horkey with back-to-back kills. 24-19. And even if they can't come all the way back, St. Paul gets 2, 3, 4 points in a row here. Maybe it jump starts them in game 3. So Central Catholic wants to finish it now. Benton serve receive back to Emma in the back. Throw her attack picked up by Sestock. Overpass that comes across to the Crusaders. And St. Paul is going to have to go middle. Sestock tips it over. Dug out Benton. Outside Gehring. Her swing down and good. And Grand Island Central Catholic will take game number 2. 25-19. So we're guaranteed at least a 4-set match in the C19 Subdistrict Championship. St. Paul won the opener 25-22. Grand Island Central Catholic takes the second set 25-19. We'll be back with the numbers in a minute.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com as we get ready to go to the third set. Let's look at the numbers I had in game two. First off, for St. Paul, it was Leslie Fox with three service points. One of those was an ace. She had two kills. Kaylee Horkey, two kills. Jaden Jacobowski, two ace serves and a kill. Maddie Fosick had a service point. Madeline Roth had an ace block. Kylie Sestock had a service point and a kill. Carrie Sestock had three kills. Nine kills, one ace block, three ace serves for St. Paul. For Central Catholic, Jenny Sint had three service points. Sadie Gehring, four service points, two kills. Maddie Liske had two service points. Emily Herbeck had one kill. Lauren Webb, one service point, an ace block, three kills. Laura Lowry, two kills out of the center position. And Emma Benton, two ace serves, five kills. Darren Willman, two kills. 15 kills, one ace block, two ace serves. Central Catholic takes game two from St. Paul, 25-19, evening the match at a set apiece. And we'll be back with third set action right after this. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student-athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Well, no surprise that this was going to be a hotly contested match, but it's the way that the first two sets have started. The team serving has jumped out to huge leads. St. Paul went up 7-0 in game one. Central Catholic was up 7-1 in game two. So St. Paul gets the serve first here in game three, and Maddie Fosick will serve it across. Central Catholic goes to Benton. They won't start her in the back row this time like they did in the first set. St. Paul will tip it across. Crusaders go. Benton in the middle. Has to tip it again. One arm up by Sestock. Fosick sets, but there's no hitters up there, and so it'll be passed across. Crusaders go middle. Willman through the block, down and good. And so we will not have a long run from the service line to start this first game or this third game, as Willman will get her fifth kill. She's got 5-8 for Benton to lead the way. For St. Paul, it is Carrie Sestock and Jacobowski with six each, Horkey with five. And to serve it away is Liske. Down the middle it comes to Seferic. To the outside, it's rolled over by Jacobowski. Set to Benton. Benton swing off the double block, down and good. Number nine for Emma Benton. 2-0 Central Catholic. Class B district volleyball action going on tonight. The finals are set. Aurora beat Seward, and it was Northwest over York in straight sets, so they will now play the final. Hastings swept McCook, and Holdridge swept Lexington. Hastings and Holdridge playing in Holdridge for a chance to go to sub-state. Remember, it's not just state anymore. Middle attack, down and good, Lauren Webb. Number four for Webb. 3-0 Central Catholic. So even though they didn't serve first, they're off to a good start here. Waiting, and now ready to go will be Liske. Across it comes, Fosick short sets. Sestock on the quick, down and good. Haven't seen that yet tonight. And it provides a St. Paul point, 3-1. Back to serve it away is going to be number nine, Clara Thede. And Thede fires it across a little deep and too deep. Out of bounds it goes. Side out. 3-2. And to serve it up will be Laura Lowry. 4-1 Not 3-2, 4-1. Overpass and the tip down. Sestock, are they going to get a call here? Coach Zavala thought that maybe Sestock reached over the net. But no, they'll say that Kylie's able to tip it down and pick up the point. And back over to St. Paul. 4-2 Central Catholic, third set, even at a game apiece. And serving it away softly is Jacobowski, just dropping it over the net. Webb in the middle. She's blocked up front. Ace block. And just about every ace block is going to be from a Sestock, and that's the third for Carey. Side out, Wildcats, or point Wildcats. And Jacobowski on the serve. Trying to tie it up here early in the third set. Another short set out to Benton. She puts it into the net. Attack error, 4-4. We mentioned in the first two games that all the serves have been pretty much the same. Just regulation down the middle in the back row serves. And now we're seeing St. Paul change it up a little bit with more short serves. And they do it again. Gehring comes to get it. Bumps Benton. Benton blocked up front. Another block for Sestock. And it's 5-4 St. Paul. They've scored four in a row. Timeout Central Catholic. Coach Zavala sees what has been switched up by the Crusader, or by the Wildcats, so she wants to talk to her Crusaders about countering the counter. And that's where we're at between these two big-time Class C1 programs. Timeout on the floor, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're even at a set apiece, and it is 5-4 St. Paul.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for three generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Well, out of the timeout, we have a little confusion on what happened down at the scores table. An extra point has been put up by Grand Island Central Catholic, making it 5-5, and now they're consulting with the home books. It should be 5-4 in favor of St. Paul here in the third set out of the Central Catholic timeout. So now they're checking the book to make sure the score is right. And, of course, you got the official book down low. You better be real sure with the two schools books, but the two schools books both agree that the score is 5-4, so they make the adjustment. Still serving is Jaden Jacobowski. She's got three in a row to make it a 5-4 lead for St. Paul. So out of the timeout, Jacobowski ready to serve it away. Four back on serve receive for the Crusaders. And again, another fairly short serve picked up by Gehring. Lowry sets outside. Benton, good look. Blocked up front by Sestock. And the block party has begun. 6-4. We hardly had any sense of blocks early on in this match. Each team had one in the second set. Jacobowski tries to keep it going. 6-4. Crusaders set middle. Here's Webb. That's off the net. Picked up by Fox. Set back across by Sestock. Crusaders want to dump it back, and we have got a lift called on the Crusaders. Both whistles blew at the same time, so you know that they're not going to argue with that one. 7-4. Jacobowski serves it across. Set to the outside. Benton's ready to hammer one home. It is played to the back row. High in the air. Jacobowski. Fox on the swing. Dumped it into the net. So, again, the tough part seemed to got taken care of, and then an error will bring the run to an end here, which was six in a row for St. Paul. 7-5, St. Paul with Benton to serve it away for the Crusaders. Off Fosick, straight up in the air. They still get it to Fox. She'll loft it into the far corner. Benton tracks it down. Here is the attack by Herbeck. Good dig by Fosick to get down low and get it, and then Fox again into the net. Right now, Leslie struggling a little bit up front. She sees that the angle's been taken away from her, so she's just trying to softly place it right on her left line, and it's not going her way right now. Benton serve, line shot across. It's an ace, 7-7. That is the third ace serve for Emma Benton. She's got 7 points so far from the service line. She's got an ace block. She's got 9 kills. The senior stepping up right now for the Crusaders. A set apiece and 7-7 of the third. Fosick. Dumped across quickly by Sestock. Kylie couldn't find the opening. Here comes the return by Gehring. On a soft roll, they'll set Fox one more time. Leslie lofts it over, and Gehring couldn't keep it in play. Kill number four for Fox. Point St. Paul, and back to serve it away will be Carrie Sestock. You're listening to the C19 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament on your sports leader in the Tri-Cities, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, St. Paul, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer Caleb Henry with you in the third set. Middle attack, Webb. It is just off the back line for Lauren Webb. Point St. Paul. They lead it 9-7. The Cats won the opener 25-22. The Crusaders won the second 25-19. And both teams got off the huge leads right out of the gate in those sets. Tapped across Lowry. Again, the pass was off, and out of necessity, Lowry had to dink it over on a two ball. Side out, Central Catholic. When the passing is crisp, you can get some big swings from these two teams, but we have not seen enough of it so far tonight. Webb serves it across to Jacobowski. Outside attack, Fox, and it's into the net. 9-9. Number 9, Lauren Webb serving. And the serve. As the polls have closed on this election day, here is the outside attack. Fox got some good air on that one. Picked up Benton back middle. Outside carrying off the double block. It's good for Sadie, her third kill. And Grand Island Central Catholic has regained the lead here in game 3, 10-9. The state tournament begins 1 week from Thursday. The C1 teams will be playing the opening day at Lincoln North Star as the serve is deep and out of bounds. 10-10. And whoever wins here hasn't punched their ticket yet. They'll have to play Kearney Catholic on Friday. Back into the front row, Kaylee Horkey, and to serve it away will be Kylie Sestock. And Kylie powers one down the middle to Benton. Here's the set, Herbeck, down and good. Emily, I thought there was going to be a little more ricochet off the block, and it really just kind of broke a fingernail and went down. 11-10 Crusaders. And back in, Jenny Sint to serve it away. And the junior fires it across. Right down the middle it comes to Jacobowski. Set outside, Horkey front left, drives it through the block for the kill. The sixth for Kaylee Horkey. 11-11. Set three, a lot more competitive, not necessarily as far as how hard the teams have played throughout the night, but as far as looking at the scoreboard, it's been close throughout. And Fox will serve it across here for St. Paul. Bump set, 10-foot line. Gehring takes it across. Dig is made by Fosick. Set to the outside. Jacobowski comes near line. Kill. Seventh kill for Jaden, and St. Paul back on top. 12-11. Game three. Fox back to the service line. Will come all the way to the right side. Half step. And throw the knuckleball over to Golka. The libero for the Crusaders. Slide to Wilman. She's blocked up front by Roth. Picked up Benton on the swing. Back over to St. Paul. Jacobowski. She'll fire the middle. Benton another dig. Good pass, Lowry. She'll dump it across. Little two ball. Scrambling St. Paul. They'll get a swing. Jacobowski blocked up front by Wilman. Dug out again. Right side attack. Crawls over the net for a St. Paul point. Horkey is going to get the kill. So the long rally ends up in the hands of the Wildcats. Three in a row to take a 13-11 lead. Fox will try and take it another step here. And across it comes. Remember, the Crusaders already have used a timeout. Outside attack, Gehring dug out nicely by Fox. The set is close to the net, and it brings St. Paul into the net. Didn't matter. They tapped it out of bounds anyway. And midway through the third set, 13-12. Kelsey Seferic into the back row for defense for Coach Kane Fairbanks and Sadie Gehring to serve it away here to start another rotation for Central Catholic. A point down outside, Horkey into the net. Error ties it at 13. Gehring, who had the four-point run to start game one, two, would like to get another run here and turn the scoreboard around in the Crusaders' favor. 13-13, knuckleball down the middle again, stays in the back row, and Fosick's going to take a swing at it over to Golka. Lowry sets to the outside, Benton takes a half swing across, dig is made, Seferic set to the outside, Jacobowski off the tip, Crusaders will have it, middle attack, Wilman put it into her own net, point, St. Paul. St. Paul 14, Grand Island Central Catholic 13, C19 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament. Here's the serve down the middle. Golka to the outside. Benton, oh, way up there to block it is going to be St. Paul's Sestock. And then a moment of hesitation as to whether the block stayed in or not. And they say it does not. So Benton will get her 10th kill. And to serve it away for the Crusaders will be Liske. Got a couple the last time she was back there. Here's a bullet down the middle to Seferic. Fosick sets to the 10-foot line. Jacobowski off the antenna. It's out. And the Crusaders have scored four of the last 5 points. And they're back on top, 15-14. St. Paul has both timeouts. Central Catholic has used one. Little mini jump serve. Trouble. St. Paul tracks it down. They do get a swing and a pretty good one. And a lift going to be called on Central Catholic. Give credit that time to Sestock and company. Seferic to keep that ball alive. And Horky will be the beneficiary with her 8th kill. And now St. Paul is going to bring in Kayla Seferic for the first time. The freshman will serve. She'll go right down the middle, keeps it safe. Slide right side. Webb off the block. Dig is made. Sestock sets outside Jacobowski. Angle attack is overpassed. Free ball. St. Paul decides to double set it. They'll go to Jacobowski. This time it's good. Kill number 8. 16-15, St. Paul. Even at a set apiece. Best of 5. And Kayla Seferic looks for 2 in a row. It clipped the net. It came across. It's picked up and returned. Back over to St. Paul. Back set slide. Sestock into the net. St. Paul shocked that the ball came back across. It just didn't elevate that time on the swing. 16-16. Laura Lowry back to serve it away here for the Crusaders. Crusaders also just a couple of seniors that see significant time, so a majority of these teams will be back next year, and they already both have 24 wins this year. Crusaders on offense, Benton front left, drives it through the block for the kill. Number 11 for Benton. 17-16, Grand Island Central Catholic. It's been a battle here in the third set, back and forth. Both teams have led numerous times. And the serve by Lowry, a little deeper to Fosick. There's a good pass, set middle on the quick Sestock. Rattles it off the block of Webb, pops up in the air. They'll set Benton front left. She'll take it across softly. Dug out there by Kayla Seferic. Back row, it is her sister Kelsey to take it across. They're both freshmen. Outside Benton, another dig Seferic. Dumped over by Sestock, and she'll get the kill. A center two ball for Kylie. And it's 18-17, St. Paul. Fox comes into the front row now. Leslie was off the back row that time to allow Seferic to go ahead and play some defense. 17-17. Here's Benton on the attack. Fosick with the dig. Seferic, oh, in the middle, excuse me, Sestock, her tip, didn't get over. Jumped and didn't get the ball at the apex there and tipped it on the way down right into the tape. 18-17, Central Catholic. Emma Benton to try and extend the lead here for the Crusaders. Crucial set 3 now, as tight as it's been. Here's Fox, front left, elevates off the block that time of Herbeck. Central Catholic will take it from the 10-foot line. Gehring, Fosick to Sestock, back in the middle. Carey will knock it down. 8th for Carey. 18-18. And we have a break to tie a shoe here, a reminder that high school sports continues tomorrow with the second round of the Class D State Football Championships here on Classic Hits at 5 o'clock. Kennesaw will play Randolph. All of our pregames 30 minutes ahead of time. A doubleheader on the Breeze, 94.5 at 2:30. Blue Hill is at Hemingford at 6. Giltner is at Humphrey St. Francis, while Amherst is at Fullerton on ESPN 1460 and 1550. All those games, like all of our sporting events, online, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Carrie Sestock to serve it away for St. Paul. 18-18, third set, even at a game apiece. Has to be passed across to the free ball here. Sestock sets Fox. Got a good run at it. She blocked up front. Dig is made by Carrie Sestock to Kylie to Fox again. Lobs it into the back corner. Golka with the dig. Back row attack. Emma Benton into the net. Point St. Paul. And timeout right there by Grand Island Central Catholic. So a timeout on the floor. It'll be Central Catholic's final timeout here of the set. We're even at a game apiece, and St. Paul has a 19-18 lead in Game 3. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Carey Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Carey is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesio-taping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Doug Duda back with you here at Grand Island Senior High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that have allowed us to bring you high school athletics for a number of seasons here on PlatteRiverPreps.com and Classic Hits. So Central Catholic has used both their timeouts. St. Paul have both of theirs remaining. 19-18, St. Paul with the serve and the lead. Carey Sestock ready to go, even at a set apiece. And the knuckleball across to Kolka. Here's a set to the outside. The attack is going to be Gehring through the double block, and good. Sadie with her fourth kill. 19-19. Nobody has led by more than two since it was 7-4, St. Paul. Central Catholic to serve Lauren Webb. Down the middle it comes. Jacobowski has it. Back set, a little slide right side. Roth is going to get a swing. Handled by Central Catholic, and they'll set it to the back corner. Fosick runs it down. Here's Fox. She'll take it off the block. It's back over to St. Paul, dumped over by Sestock. Crusaders go to Herbeck off the one arm up. Nobody gets it. Kill Emily Herbeck, her fourth. And Central Catholic takes a 20-19 lead. And St. Paul going to use a timeout right now. They have two. They'll use it right here. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We're even at a set apiece. And in the third, it's Central Catholic 20, St. Paul 19.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important to you than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown services you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, Doug Duda, back with you here at Grand Island Senior High School. The C-19 sub-district championship game between St. Paul and Grand Island Central Catholic. Even at a set apiece of this best of five, Lauren Webb serving for Central Catholic. It clips the net, passed off the floor. Fox runs it down, and a free ball coming across to the Crusaders. Here's the set for Herbeck. She'll terminate. Emily now has stepped up with some good play in game three, and it's 21-19. Central Catholic, as they have scored three in a row and lead by two for the first time since it was 4-2. Serve across. Handled there by Kayla Seferic. Set to Fox. Has to go with a standing spike. Crusaders got a chance to jump on it. They'll go with the attack deep and out of bounds from Gehring. So an error. We haven't had a ton of errors lately, especially on full swings. And a side out here for Kylie Sestock to serve. 21-20, Central Catholic. St. Paul with the serve right at Benton. Low pass to Lowry. Bump set, Gehring into the net. We're tied, 21-all. So that was a quick reversal. Who can take the crucial two games to one lead? It's 21-all in the third, and the serve is into the net. So Central Catholic gets a gift. 22-21. That's the third service error of the set for St. Paul. Grand Island Central Catholic has made one. And to serve, Jenny Sint. Down the middle it comes Jacobowski. They set high to the outside. Horky off the tip, dug out by Benton. Lowry sets to the outside. Gehring again over the block, dug out by Fosick. Back set, double hit called on the set. 23-21, Grand Island Central Catholic. St. Paul has one timeout remaining, and they're going to use it right here. So Grand Island Central Catholic, who trailed for quite a bit here of the set, although never by much, has a chance to get it to game point. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 23-21, Crusaders.
No! Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
It is Grand Island Central Catholic 23, St. Paul 21. Third set, best of five in the C19 Sub-District Championship. Both teams were winners in straight sets last night. Central Catholic beat Adams Central. St. Paul beat Central City. The winner advances on to the district final on Friday night against number one Kearney Catholic. And it's Jenny Sitt to serve it away for Central Catholic. Over to Fosick. Here's a high set to the outside. Horky will soft it across. Pass back into the net, though, and it'll be St. Paul's point. That was just missed passed out of the back row there, and it gives St. Paul the point at 23-22. Leslie Fox to serve, now trying to tie it up for the Cats. Fox surveys. She likes going to Golka and does again right on the far line. Lowry sets, and Wilman can't get to it. Miscommunication there between the center and the attacker. Wilman thought it was a slide, and Lowry was just going to give her a straight set. And into the net it goes. We're tied at 23. Both teams are out of timeouts. That brought Coach Zavala up quickly to see what the problem was. Serve to Golka. High set outside. Gehring into the block. Ace block. Ace block. St. Paul. Horky and Roth. And three straight points. And now St. Paul will serve for the set. 24-23. Crusaders need it right now. And the serve by Fox. Floats across to Golka. Good pass to Lowry. Set middle. Wilman. She'll drive it across. Dug out by Fox. Set to the outside. Jacobowski sends it off of Golka in the back row. Crusaders will get it outside. Rolled across by Gehring. Here's Sestock. Setting right side. Horky down. Horky gone. St. Paul wins game three. And one run to end the third set. When it looked like Grand Island Central Catholic was going to take a 2-1 lead, St. Paul scores four in a row. St. Paul, 25. Grand Island Central Catholic, 23. We'll be back with the numbers right after this.
There's a lot of talk and worry about insurances these days. And a question like, is my doctor in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield is far too common. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery wants to let you know that we are and will continue to be in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, along with many other insurances. With items like on-site x-ray, MRI, and casting and bracing, New West has what it takes to take care of you. Call New West Sports Medicine to schedule your appointment today. No referral necessary.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Let's take officially numbers here in the fourth set. And first off, we'll go to Grand Island Central Catholic. Jenny Sint, one service point. Sadie Gehring, a service point, two kills. Maddie Liske, three service points. Emily Herbeck, three kills. Lauren Webb, four service points and a kill. Laura Lowry, a service point and a kill. Emma Benton, two service points. One was an ace, three kills. Darren Wilman, one kill. 11 kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve. For St. Paul, Leslie Fox ended up with five service points and a kill. Kaylee Horky had an ace block and five kills. Jaden Jacobowski, five service points, two kills. Slide down to Kylie Sestock, a service point and two kills. Carrie Sestock, a service point, three ace block and two kills, and Kayla Seferic had a service point. 12 kills, four ace blocks, no ace serves. St. Paul scores the last 4 points to take the third set 25-23, and they're up 2-1 over Grand Island Central Catholic. The fourth set of the C19 Subdistrict Final comes your way next.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you at Grand Island Senior High. Thank you to Athletic Director Joe Cutlass and all the fine folks here at Grand Island. Central Catholic has been to state so many times, St. Paul twice, back-to-back, 07 and 08. They lost in five sets in 07 to eventual state champion and conference foe Ord. Now we go to the fourth set. Central Catholic will serve it away. St. Paul had to play it into the back row, and it's punched across there by Horky. Here's a middle attack by Wilman. She's blocked up front. The dig is made by Herbeck and tipped across by Benton, and a nice tip for the kill. Grand Island Central Catholic gets the first point there from Emma Benton. That will be her 12th kill of the match. And Sadie Gehring is serving it away. She'll get an ace. Kind of confused the back row there. Opened up a little bit late, and Central Catholic's up 2-0. Remember the first two games we had right out of the gate on the serve, big lead. St. Paul 7-0 in the first one. Central Catholic 7-1 in the second game. The third set was a lot closer the whole way. This time Gehring's serve is handled. Sestock is blocked. Dig is made outside Jacobowski. Blocked again. Digs that out of the net. One more time to Jacobowski. Fires into the back row to Gehring. Here's the set. Herbeck to Benton. She's going to roll it into the middle, and it's going to be dug out once, twice. Free ball passed across to Central Catholic. A chance to work with it. Wilman on the slide had to tip it over, and it is down and good. No, out of bounds. They're going to say it's out of bounds on the far side, but the official's going to say that the ball was tipped. The lines judge says it was tipped, and so Central Catholic will get the point. Number six for Wilman, and it's 3-0 Crusaders. Gehring serve, deep middle to Fosick, close to the net. Quick set, Sestock drives it across. Nice dig out there by Gehring. Outside Benton's attack, popped up and passed to the outside for Jacobowski. She's deep, and it's 4-0 Central Catholic, just like it was in game two. In game two, Coach Matt Cain Fairbanks called timeout. Here, he's not going to do that. He's up 2-1, but he doesn't want it to go any farther. Right side attack is going to be blocked by Benton. Above the net, will be tipped across by Carrie Sestock, dug out, and has to be punched over with a pretty good punch. Gehring, right side, Horky, her angle attack is down and good, and it didn't matter. Central Catholic was in the net anyway, but the 11th kill for Kaylee Horky, and St. Paul on the board, and now Kayla Seferic checks in, probably taking what Megan Luckey would have been doing had she been healthy to play tonight. Seferic popped in last set, picked up a service point. We'll try and do the same here across to Golka. Here's Lowry. Benton got a good run at it. She'll drive it over. Nice dig out there by Kelsey Seferic. Has to be passed across. It is. Free ball here. Benton again rolls it across, and this time it's good. A match-high 13 kills for Emma Benton. Then you go to 6 for Wilman, 5 for Herbeck. For St. Paul, Horky with 11. 8 apiece for Jacobowski and Carrie Sestock. Here's Maddie Liske to serve it away for Central Catholic. A team that already has 7A serves. Slide to Carrie Sestock, and that's power. St. Paul, boy, if they could go to that a few more times, they would really be hammering some points. Ninth kill for Sestock. Side out, St. Paul leading it 2-1. They won the first one 25-22. Central Catholic the second 25-19. St. Paul scored the final 4 points in the third to win 25-23. Webb on the slide, down and good. Lauren with her fifth kill. 6-2. Central Catholic will send Lowry back to serve it. Needing this to force a fifth. Down the middle it comes. Dumped across just barely. And an overpass right back by Herbeck. That's all she could do. St. Paul slides. That time it's attacked. Oh, into the net. No, they say it was tip. Ball still alive. Benton rolls it into the back corner. One on up by Fosick. Trouble for St. Paul. They're going to have to pass it across with Fox. And quick work here for Central Catholic. Webb in the middle. She'll drive it across. Fosick is all over the place lately for St. Paul. Standing spike Fox. Golka with the dig. Dumped across there, Lowry. Down low, Jacobowski with the dig. Now Fox is going to get a swing into the back corner. Golka picks it up. Big rally going here. Benton attack. Block. Sestak, ace. Block. St. Paul. That is the sixth ace block for St. Paul. Carey Sestak. Kaylee Horkey also has one for a team total of seven. Central Catholic has two total. And now Carey Sestak to serve. 6-3 Crusaders. Here's Lowry setting to the outside. Benton near side. Termination. Number 14. 7-3 Central Catholic. Don't forget, Hastings College Volleyball home tomorrow night for senior night. Their final home match. And then the conference tournament begins Saturday. Huskers are home tomorrow. 13th ranked Nebraska. 12th ranked Purdue. Here's the set to Fox over the double block. And she'll answer with her fifth kill. 7-4, so Central Catholic jumped out 4-0, and we've exchanged points since then, 7-4. And to serve it away will be Kylie Sestak. Kylie waiting for that whistle, now ready to go. And the setter serves, ace. They let it go, and it's just inside that back line. For Kylie, that'll be her first ace of the match. 7-5. It is the sixth ace serve so far for St. Paul. And this one a little bit deeper, but Golka still plays it. It was in. To the outside here is Gehring. On the angle, picked up Jacobowski. Set back to Fox. Big tip into the back corner. Run down by Golka. Back row attack by Emma Benton. Got some good downspin on that. It's going to work. Fox dug it, and then nobody else played it cleanly. So Benton with a good attack gets her 15th kill. Webb to serve. 8-5 Crusaders down in the match 2-1, but up in the fourth set. On the offense, Central Catholic will get a bump set out here to Gehring. She'll just tip it across. Sestak low to pick it up. Fox sets to the outside. Horky's blocked up front by Herbeck. Saved that time by Roth and set across. Now the Crusaders scramble. They get it to Gehring. Her swing is up by Fosick. Overpass right back into the front row of the Crusaders. They'll set Herbeck. The lefty is blocked up front. And it is Central Catholic running it down. What a point again. Sestak into the middle. Roth mishit it. They don't set Maddie very often, and I'm not sure she was expecting that one. And didn't really get much of a vert that time. Point, Central Catholic. 9-5. Webb to serve again. Webb just got it across. Line drive. St. Paul has to run it down. Standing spike. Horky doesn't get over. And St. Paul's hit a wall right here. Let's see what Coach Kane Fairbanks does. He think he's going to call the timeout. Or he wants a chat with the official, and now a timeout will be called. So timeout on the floor by St. Paul, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. With your score, Central Catholic 10, St. Paul 5. We're in the fourth set. St. Paul is up 2-1. We'll be right back.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, the NCAA or college football playoff first four is out again. And Mississippi State, Florida State, Auburn, and Oregon are now the top four in those college football playoffs. And Nebraska moves up two spots this week, and they are 13th as they go into their bye week. Let's get back to volleyball here out of the St. Paul timeout. Central Catholic serves it across. St. Paul goes middle attack that time with Horky. Dug out. And it'll be rolled back by Gehring. Sestak is able to pick it up. Fosick's going to set Fox front left. She'll loft it into the back corner to Webb. Gehring waits for the high bump set, and she puts it off the block for the kill. Sadie with her fifth kill. 11-5. Central Catholic has now scored four in a row. And it's still Lauren Webb back there on the serve. Bullets it across to Fosick. Sestak has to run it down. Gets it to Fox. There's a good swing off the block. It's picked up by Gehring. Back set Herbeck. She's blocked up front. And a net violation on St. Paul. Well, when St. Paul lost the second set, they got blown out. And it's starting to occur again here. Central Catholic bringing the heat. Keeping the ball in play and either finishing it or letting St. Paul make the error. Here's Fox on the swing. Webb off the tip. Two ball back over by Lowry. St. Paul sets it right side, and it'll be down and good for Kaylee Horkey. She's got a team-high dozen kills. 12-6, Grand Island Central Catholic with a comfortable lead right now here in game four. 24-6, Central Catholic. 24-7, St. Paul. Leslie Fox on the serve. Benton steps in front to take it. Set to the outside. It was supposed to go to Wilman, and then it's set across by Gehring. Slap back across by Roth. Outside, Herbeck sets it into the back corner, and there's nobody there. Good court awareness there, Emily Herbeck, to get her sixth kill. And right back over to the Crusaders and Jenny Sint to serve it away. Have some other finals from tonight's sub-districts that we'll get to you here, including Bertrand defeating Alma and Ord over Broken Bow. In straight sets, St. Paul on serve receive. Get it outside. Jacobowski, big swing, and it's rocketed off the block over to the scorer's table. And Jacobowski, who's been quiet for a long time, first kill of this set, ninth of the match, gets back on the board here for the Wildcats, and Maddie Fosick to serve it away, the senior libero. And she'll power a good topspin serve down the middle. Benton, nice pass outside, carrying. Off the tip, St. Paul runs it down. Jacobowski gets a swing through the block and good. Back to back for Jacobowski. St. Paul looking for their first run here of game number four. They had a 4-0 run to end game number three. Don't forget, whenever our match is over, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Great serve. Golka way low to keep it alive and passed across from the back row by Benton. Here's Horkey right at Benton. Somehow dug it up. They're going to have to pass it across, though. Free ball, St. Paul. Here's the short set. Sestock middle and termination for Carrie Sestock. Her 10th. Three in a row by St. Paul to cut it to 4. 13-9. Central Catholic can't panic here. They still have a very comfortable lead. Fosick serve trying to cut it to 3. Here's the set. Wilman close to the net. Had to tap it across. That works. Nice job by Darren Wilman, her 7th kill, 14-9. Central Catholic in other Class B action tonight. Holdridge and Hastings are playing in the B7 final. Northwest and Aurora are playing in the B6 final after both won earlier tonight. Gehring serve across close to the net. St. Paul's in the net. Point Crusaders and a back row attack. Everything that could have went wrong on that point did for St. Paul. 15-9. So St. Paul tried to climb back into it. And just as they did, Central Catholic turns it around, gets a couple, has the ball back, and still serving is Sadie Gehring. She's got 12 points tonight. And across it comes, back set, right side, Horkey, termination is good. 3 in the game, 13 in the match for Kaylee Horkey. St. Paul trying to stay within shouting distance. She'll check out. Kayla Seferic will check in. 15-10, Central Catholic. Game four, St. Paul up 2-1. Seferic serves at Benton, set it right back to Emma. She's blocked up front by who else? Sestock gets it back and punches it over. Now Sestock sets to the outside. Here's Jacobowski with an opening, and she'll finish. Time out right after that by Grand Island Central Catholic, even though they're up by 4. Timeout on the floor here in the fourth set. Grand Island Central Catholic trying to force a fifth one, and they lead 15-11 over St. Paul.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
The State High School Volleyball Tournament gets underway next Thursday in Lincoln. Classes A and B opening round at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. C1's at Lincoln North Star. C2 is at Southwest. Northeast will host D1, and Southeast will host D2. All semifinals at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. All championships at the Devaney Center. Starting with D2 and working their way up to the final match in A. As we come back to action, Kayla Seferic serves, and Benton will swat it back across. It's 15-11, Central Catholic. Attack, Jacobowski blocked, and she's able to up it right out of her face there. And Central Catholic to Benton, big swing down and good. Emma Benton, number 16 for Benton. And it's 16-11 out of the timeout. Central Catholic gets the ball right back. Liske to serve. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, Grand Island, as the serve goes into the net. Haven't had one of those in a long time. That's the first service error on either team here in the fourth set. And to serve it away will be Jaden Jacobowski. A couple of aces back in game two. 9 points from the service line, 11 kills for the sophomore. And she goes with that very short serve right at the 10-foot line. Picked up Gehring. Bump set for Benton. Her attack is deep. And it's a three-point game, 16-13 on the Crusader error. Jacobowski to fire again. And again, a very short serve. Just picked up at the 10-foot line. Set Benton. Good look. Blocked. And an ace block. Oh, my goodness. You could hear the thunder right there from the Benton swing into the Carrie Sestock block. Her second of the game, her seventh of the match. My goodness, that had to break something, didn't it? Jacobowski serves it away again. They'll go to Webb, rolls it from the right side. What a get that time, and it's just gotten across, and we're going to have a lift called. What a save by St. Paul. It started with Seferic, it went to Fosick, and then I believe it was Kerry Sestak that got it over. 1 point game, 16-15. Jacobowski serve. Again, very short in front of the 10-foot line. Lowry sets. Benton gets a good swing. Blocked again. We're tied. Benton is getting frustrated going up against Sestak. And Central Catholic has decided to use their final timeout with a lot of volleyball still to play. Emma Benton has led the team in kills. And in these last two sets, Carrie Sestak has picked up 6 ace blocks. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. St. Paul won the opening set 25-22. Central Catholic took the second 25-19. St. Paul scored the final 4 points to win the third 25-23. And we're all tied at 16 in the fourth. We'll be right back.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Jaden Jacobowski for St. Paul has picked up 4 straight service points, and she serves now at 16-all. Middle attack, Benton, she'll terminate. And Grand Island Central Catholic will not relinquish the lead. They have not trailed yet in game 4. Benton with her 17th kill. And it'll be Laura Lowry to serve it away. St. Paul up 2-1. Lowry serve at Fosick. Sestak has to run it down to Fox. She'll roll it into the middle. Down low, picked up by Gehring. Bump set, 10-foot line. Benton rolls it back over. Here's Sestak setting it back to Fox on the outside. Over the double block. Golka got a hand on it, but not good enough. And Leslie Fox, first kill of this set, and her 6th of the match. 17-17. And when your season is on the line like Central Catholic, the nerves start rolling in as you approach points 20 and 21 and 22. Sestak to serve. It's Carey this time. Here's the set to the outside. Benton, they're going to their All-State prospect. It's dug out to Fox off the back foot. Did it stay in? Yes, it did, as the officials check. Benton tips it back over. Kind of an off-balance point right now. Dumped over by Sestak. Golka goes all the way to the back wall to save it. Passed across, free ball here for St. Paul. Kylie Sestak sets. Leslie Fox swings. It's deep, and Kearney, or Grand Island Central Catholic, will get the point. Long rally that goes to the Crusaders, and Emma Benton is now in the back row. Keep that in mind. Herbeck back in the front row for the Crusaders. Benton to serve. She'd love to get a couple points on her serve. Over to Seferic. Outside, they'll go Fox, and she'll dunk it right down. Leslie gets the ball right back here for St. Paul. Don't forget, when we're done, the New West postgame show, final stats, coaches' interviews. And Kylie Sestock to serve it away. The only meeting earlier this year at the Holdridge Invitational, St. Paul won it 2-1 after Central Catholic won the opener. Here is the outside, Herbeck. She's deep. Remember, Central Catholic has used both of their timeouts. It's 19-18. St. Paul has their first lead of the fourth set. Kylie Sestock into the net. 19-19. Webb to serve. This is what it's all about. Two great teams, two great programs. Just changing, exchanging body blows right now. 19-19 to the fourth. Webb to serve. They need it to go to a fifth. Jacobowski, Fosick finally got to it, and then it's just kind of halved off that tape by Fox. Stays in the back row. Benton's going to take a half swing at it. Jacobowski gets it up to Sesta. Short set. Roth with the swing. It's wide and out of bounds. And it is 20-19. Central Catholic regains the lead. Remember, Lauren Webb's the one that got them that good run last time she was back there to get the lead. Webb again. This time to Fosick. Overpass. Just about fell on the Crusaders' side, but they do get it up. Benton has to punch it over. St. Paul sets right side. Here's Horky into the net. Three in a row, Central Catholic, 21-19. Time out, St. Paul there. Final timeout. So the Lauren Webb Show is taken over again at the service line for the Crusaders. With their season on the line, they've scored three in a row. Crusaders 21, St. Paul 19 in the fourth set with the Wildcats up 2-1. You're listening to High School Volleyball from the Nebraska Land National Bank Broadcast Booth.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for three generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
We're back here at Grand Island Senior High. Good crowd on hand. As we're coming down the home stretch of the fourth set, can Central Catholic finish it off and get us to a fifth? Webb's line drive serve out of the St. Paul timeout. Set middle, Fox into the double block. Dug out, but not good enough. How about a long-awaited block? It goes to Darren Wilman. That's only the third block of the match for Grand Island Central Catholic, and now they lead it 22-19. Now remember, Central Catholic was up 23-21 in the third before seeing St. Paul score four in a row. The pass way off the mark. Trouble for St. Paul. It hits the rafters. It falls to the floor. Point Central Catholic. Lauren Webb with her third ace. 23-19. Three back on serve receive again here for St. Paul. Can they find some more magic? Line drive, hit the tape. It comes over. Jacobowski picks it up. Set to Horky from the 10-foot line. Good swing. Benton with the dig. Lowry sets. Gehring front left off the tip. Fosick's there again. She's played very well tonight. Rolled back over by Fox. Here's Lowry setting Wilman in the middle. The attack is deep. Point St. Paul. So the Cats are going to get a serve again here in the fourth set. Leslie Fox is back there. She's the one that was at the service line when they rallied in the third set. 23-20. Last time it was 23-21. Over to Golka. Back row attack. Benton just rolled it over. Sestock gets it. Trouble St. Paul. Roth is blocked. Blocked by Wilman again. Point Crusaders. Crusaders did what they needed to do right there. Stayed solid at the net. St. Paul had a chance. Missed past it. And now it'll be Jen Sint to serve it away. Game point Central Catholic in the fourth to send us to a fifth. 24-20. Crusaders sit serve safely down the middle to Fosick. Passed into the net. Dug out of the net. Tipped into the block. Again, Wilman is there. And that is the end of set number four. Darren Wilman, the junior, comes up with big block after big block. And why not? Two outstanding programs like this are going to decide it in the fifth. 25-20 in the fourth. Grand Island Central Catholic back with the numbers in a moment.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Cary Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Cary is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesio-taping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Cary Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important to you than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown services you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Here's the unofficial numbers from the fourth set. First of all, for St. Paul, I had Leslie Fox with three kills in that game. Kaylee Horkey had three kills. Jaden Jacobowski had six service points, it looks like. Four service points, three kills. Maddie Fosick had two service points. Kylie Sestock, two service points. One was an ace. Carrie Sestock, three ace blocks, three kills. Kayla Seferic had a service point. 12 kills, three ace blocks, one ace serve for St. Paul. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Sadie Gehring with five service points. One was an ace, one kill. Emily Herbeck had a kill. Lauren Webb had eight service points. One was an ace, one kill. Laura Lowry getting the job done there at setter. Emma Benton ended up with six kills in the set. And Darren Wilman had three ace blocks and two kills. 11 kills, three ace blocks, and two ace serves as Grand Island Central Catholic wins the fourth set, 25-20. We're even at two games apiece in the C-19 Sub-District Championship. The winner plays Kearney Catholic Friday. The loser sees their season come to an end. We play to 15 in the fifth when we come back.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Let's take a look at some of the other sub-district finals from tonight. Advancing in Class D, Bertrand beats Alma Brady over Maxwell. Friend defeats Bruning Davenport Schickley in five. Hastings St. Cecilia in Class C has beaten Sandy Creek in straight sets. Lutheran High Northeast over Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family. Ford over Broken Bow. O'Neill St. Mary's over Chambers Wheeler Central. Southern Valley defeats North Platte St. Pat's in straight sets tonight. And Stanton sweeps out Pierce. In Class B, Aurora is currently playing Grand Island Northwest, and Hastings High is currently playing Holdridge for their district titles. We are down to the fifth set, and this is what it's all about. Thanks so much for staying with us on your sports leader in the Tri-Cities, Classic Hits 98.9, PlatteRiverPreps.com. To all the sponsors, thanks for allowing us to bring you tonight's action. Grand Island Central Catholic has won the toss. They'll serve with Sadie Gehring as the fifth set is underway. And Sestock with the first swing. Carry off the tip. It comes across. And Benton from the 10-foot line will roll it back over. Handled there by Seferic to the outside. Jacobowski back middle. Dug out by Golka. Now Benton with a big near side swing. Down and good. And Central Catholic is on the board. They have scored the first point in all of the last four sets. 1-0. Gehring serves away again. Missed pass. A little trouble here, St. Paul. They'll be able to get it back over. Lowry will set for the Crusaders. Outside Benton. She'll try and tip it across and didn't get over. Trying to go with that long vertical pass to just droop it over the net. Didn't get there. St. Paul picks up the point. 1-1. The freshman, Kayla Seferic, comes in to serve to start the fifth set here for Coach Matt Cain Fairbanks. The winningest coach in Nebraska volleyball history. On the other side, we'll see her junior, Darren Wilman, middle attack and drive it down and good. Sharon Zavala trying to get her team back to the state tournament after staying home last year. It's the eighth kill for Wilman, 2-1 Crusaders. Match high 17 for Emma Benton. And to serve it away will be Liske. Into the back row, it's going to have to be taken across Seferic. Crusaders got a chance here to go to Benton. Benton will be blocked up front by Sestock, dug out there by Herbeck. Go to Benton again. That time she rolls it over the block and good. So the first time she stuffed, the second time she rolls it around it. And Benton picks up kill number 18. 3-1 Grand Island Central Catholic. Liske on the serve, trying to extend it here. Quick leads in the fifth can really be a danger to the back team. And here is the attack by Sestock. Good dig out there by Liske. And then it is passed into the tape and into the antenna by the Crusaders. So it ends up being a St. Paul point. And back to serve it away will be Jacobowski. Leading the way for St. Paul, Horky with 13 kills. Jacobowski and Sestock with 11 each. It was their block game that was big the last two sets. Slide right side, Webb over the double block. Dug out that time by Seferic. In the middle, it'll be tipped over Sestock, and it's wide. As it was passed wide and out of bounds. Point, Grand Island Central Catholic, 4-2. And it'll be Lowry to serve it away. Each serve critical. And Lowry serve. Fosick. Good pass to Sestock. Set outside Fox. Leslie terminates off the block. That'll be number 9 for Leslie Fox. 4-3 Grand Island Central Catholic. Tomorrow it's Class A district volleyball. So senior high, some of their players have been watching tonight. Kearney High will be playing tomorrow night, separate district. Serves across. Crusaders set to the outside. Benton off the block. It pops into the air, and it sails out of bounds. Benton will get credit for the kill. Roth and Sestock were right there, but there wasn't a whole lot of room for error. Central Catholic 5, St. Paul 3. Now Benton in the back row as she serves. Knuckleball, beautiful serve. Picked up that time by Jacobowski. Set Fox front left. Takes it off the tip. Down and good. Golka couldn't quite scrape it up clean enough. Number 9 for Leslie Fox. Back and forth we go. Central Catholic got 1 point on their serve. Otherwise, we've just been playing merry-go-round here in the fifth. Trying to change that for St. Paul. Kylie Sestock has served the tie. Deep middle. Golka kind of tied her up, but they are able to save it and pass it over with Lowry. Free ball here for the Cats. Sestock will set right side. Horky will take it off the block. What a good get there by Lowry. Passed across Webb. Fosick a one arm up. Almost a lift. Then it's punched across. Both teams are out of system. Crusaders get it outside. Gehring takes it over. Fosick digs in the back row. We get back into a little bit of a normal routine. Fox rolls it over. Crusaders middle. Gehring on the attack. Fosick with the up. Sestock back set. Right side tipped over by Horky. Two ball return. Herbeck. And it's Fosick to handle it. Now Fox front left. Dug out by Golka. Great rally going. Dumped across by Lowry. Overpass back to Grand Island Central Catholic. They'll get Gehring a swing from the 10-foot line. Somehow, Kylie Sestock keeps it alive, and Fox returns. 5-4 Central Catholic. Here comes Gehring. Got a good swing at this one. Off the tip, it is going to be set up for Fox. Fox will bring it back middle. Benton digs. And now the swing by Webb is down and good to finally end the point. Everybody involved in the 10th point here of the fifth set. Lauren Webb, just her sixth kill of the match. A side out for the Crusaders, 6-4. Webb has been money at that service line, but here it goes into the net. Central Catholic has not had very many service errors. Only one last game and one the previous game. 6-5, Fox to serve it now for St. Paul. And Leslie with a couple three bounces. Checks for the service area from Coach. And again, it's Bennett Golka in that far back corner every time. Set up Herbeck. She'll tip it across. Sestock with the set. A bump set here for Ihorky. Has to be rolled across. Jacobowski. The Crusaders run into each other. The ball falls. 12 kills for Jacobowski, and we are tied 6-6 in the fifth. Fox to serve. She's got 10 of the match. Fox half-step, floats it across at Golka. They know what's coming. Bump set Lowry. And from the 10-foot line, rolled across by Gehring. Again, Sestock gets at her, so they have to set it elsewhere. The swing by Jacobowski is across. Back row attack by Benton. And it is in trouble, St. Paul. They pass it across. Free ball here. Lowry will set. They go to Herbeck. She'll fire it back. Fosick passes it close to the net. Great job that time to keep it alive by Horky. But then St. Paul can't get it across. And a point for Grand Island Central Catholic. That was not a smooth point. Crusaders win the point. Jennifer Sint back to serve it away. And Jenny serve. Strong down the middle as always. Set to the outside for Jacobowski. Takes it at Golka, who's been getting stronger as the match continues. And then dumped into the net. Crusader error. 7-7. Each team has scored 2 points in a row once. And Maddie Fosick is back there to serve it away as we get ready to go through the second rotation here from the serve. And a line shot across. Benton passes it close to the net, into the net. A serve. A serve. St. Paul takes their first lead of the fifth set. And Grand Island Central Catholic will call timeout. Fosick had 2 ace serves in the first. That's her first one since then. She's got a total of 12 points in the match. A trip to the district finals is on the line in the fifth set. St. Paul 8, Grand Island Central Catholic 7. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Now, there has not been a lot to disappoint the fans in this match. It has been a barn burner. St. Paul scored the first 7 points of the night, won the first set 25-22. Central Catholic won the second 25-19. St. Paul scored the last 4 points of the third set to win 25-23, and Central Catholic took the fourth 25-20. 8-7 St. Paul. Server cross tipped right back over by Willman, and it'll be rolled back by Jacobowski. Gehring to Lowry, back to Gehring. She's blocked up front, ace block. Who else? Carrie Sestock. Unofficially her ninth ace block of the match, and St. Paul now leads 9-7. Fosick serving. Powers this one a little deeper to Benton, and Emma's in that back row. That's trouble for Central Catholic. Gehring rolls it over. Sestock sets close to the net, has to be tipped across, and a chance here for the Crusaders off that. Lowry's going to get a swing. Fosick with the up in the back row. Here's the attack. Jacobowski into the net. 4 hits. Point Crusaders on the attack air. Side out. Grand Island Central Catholic. And to serve it away will be Sadie Gehring. She's had 13 points so far tonight. Would love one here. Set to Jacobowski. Front left. Off the block. It pops into the back row. Herbeck with the one arm up. Benton from the back row. Miss hits it into the net. Not a lot of air under that one, and Benton tried to do a little too much with it. 10-8, St. Paul. They're the first one to double digits. And Kayla Seferic to serve, the freshman, in a very nerve-wracking spot right here. But she wastes no time and floats it across to Golka. Lowry with a bump set. Benton from the 10-foot line, front left. Fosick with a one arm up. They get it to Jacobowski, middle attack, deep. Good job by Golka. She's peeled out of the way at the last second. And it's an error. And now all of a sudden, maybe you can feel the nerves and the tightness coming in. We've had a few more errors in these last handful of points. Central Catholic to serve, trailing 10-9, and it's Maddie Liske. Over to Fosick as it quiets down quickly. Jacobowski front left into the net. Another error. 10-10. Timeout coming up here for St. Paul. Coach Matt Kane Fairbanks, I thought, was using it. He's got both of them. He decides not to. So Liske to serve, trying to give the Crusaders the lead back at Fosick. Bump set to Jacobowski. She's blocked up front, dug out Fosick. But no, they're going to call four hits. I think we're going to get a replay here. Yeah, the down official going to the chair official. That looked like that was definitely tipped. I think we're going to get a replay here. Let's find out. Yeah, they're going to replay it. I think everybody agrees. There's no argument from Central Catholic. That's unfortunate that it happens at this point in the match, but we'll go again. And nobody was going to win the point on that play, so that's a good thing. It would have still been alive. So again, the serve from Liske. 10-10 in the fifth. Here's Sestock sliding to Carey. She'll take it off the tip. Problems, Crusaders. Herbeck runs off the floor to put it back in play. Webb passes it across. Onto the back line, Fosick. Short set middle. Sestock tips it across. Crusaders are there again. Outside Benton. She'll roll it over for the point. And Central Catholic has taken the lead on the 20th kill of the match for senior Emma Benton. 11-10. Now a timeout, St. Paul. Three in a row for the Crusaders. 11-10, fifth set, postseason. Who's going to pull this one out? A lot of volleyball left. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Football tomorrow, volleyball Thursday and Friday, football Friday every night this week on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget the podcast is up almost immediately after we sign off the air, and you can listen to that at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Maddie Liske has picked up 2 points in a row to give Central Catholic an 11-10 lead over St. Paul here in the fifth. Coming out of the St. Paul timeout, here we go. Serve is across, handled there by Seferic, and it's going to be tipped across for Kylie Sestak. It was kind of overpassed there by Seferic, so Kylie Sestak, the setter, really didn't have much of an option, and she dumped it over on the second tip to tie it at 11, and Jaden Jacobowski now serves for St. Paul. And a very high short serve, so dangerous at this point in the match, but it works. Benton got a good swing. She'll terminate. It was turned into a nice swing for Emma Benton. Kill number 21, and that's what your leader does. Emma Benton has stepped up here and sets 4 and 5. She's got 4 kills here in the fifth. And to serve it away, Laura Lowry at Fosick. Sestak with the set, goes outside Fox. She'll drive it middle, Golka. Here's Lowry setting outside Benton. Half swing across, picked up Fosick. Sestak again sets Fox close to the net. She'll tip it across, down low. Benton picks it up. It'll be passed across on a little swing from Herbeck, and it'll be Fox again off the block. Again, it's dug out by Webb. Benton's going to get a swing, halves it across. What a save that time by Jacobowski. Fox one more time, and this time it finds the floor. It looked so many times like Central Catholic was going to finish off that point and couldn't quite do it. 12-12 in the fifth. Carey Sestock. 9 ace blocks, 11 kills at the service line. She's only scored 1 point from there all night long. And takes it down the middle to Gehring. Set outside Benton. Nice swing. It is deep, but they're going to call a tip. The back linesman is going to call a tip. And the St. Paul captain wants an explanation at 13-12. Crucial point of the match. Point for Central Catholic. It's 13-12. And to serve it away will be Benton. St. Paul's still going to keep the timeout. Serve down the middle. Overpass, free ball above the net, but the Crusaders hit it into their own twine. They tried the quick one-timer and couldn't get it back. 13-13. So after this point, we'll have match point. Who will get to 14? It is Kylie Sestock to serve. Kylie safely across to Golka. Gets it to Lowry. Sets to the outside. Herbeck blocked by Fox up front. Crusaders have it again. To Gehring. She'll lob it across. Problems here for St. Paul. Fox gets a half swing over to Webb. Lowry sets outside. Gehring swing tipped over. Dug out that time by Sestock. Set to Fox. She'll take a half swing across to Benton. Bump set to Gehring. She'll tip it over. Down low, it's overpassed right back to the Crusaders. Lowry sets it. Herbeck tips. Dug out again, Jacobowski, but nobody passes it over, and it's match point for Grand Island Central Catholic. Time out, St. Paul. It is match point in the fifth set of the sub-districts. 14-13, Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll keep it right here and remind you, you're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, St. Paul. And no matter what, somebody is going to go home heartbroken after a great season, a great match. And they are able to take it to 14-13. And serving for the match first will be Grand Island Central Catholic. And Lauren Webb has done it so many times. She's back there to do it again. Another update, Aurora has beaten Grand Island or has taken a 2-1 lead over Grand Island Northwest in their B6 district. Aurora and Northwest, both top 10 teams. Don't forget, coming up, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. It's all on the hands of Lauren Webb to serve and St. Paul to pick up the point. Crusaders 14, Cats 13, and here we go. Webb serves safely across to Fosick. Sestock sets outside Horky. She'll terminate, and we play on. Extra points to keep your season alive. The first kill of the fifth set for Horky and her team-high 14th of the match. 14-14. Leslie Fox now to serve for St. Paul. Fox, this time it's at Benton. Set to Herbeck. Good look off Fosick. It might have been deep, but it was right at her. So Jacobowski hits it back, and it's deep and out of bounds, and Central Catholic will serve for the match again. 15-14, Crusaders. St. Paul had a look as Kelsey Seferic comes back in defensively, and Jenny Sitt to serve for Central Catholic. Match point number two at 15-14. Sitt serve at Fosick. Here's the set, right side. Horky again, blocked, dug out by Fosick. Sestock sets to the outside. Jacobowski angle, overpassed. Free ball here in the front row. They'll back set on Horky again. Dumped over by Lowry. Another chance for St. Paul. Dumped over by Sestock. Crusaders ready. Here comes Gehring. She'll lob it across. Sestock saves a bump set. Jacobowski, a half swing into the back row. Golka has it. It stays in the back row. It's going to have to be passed across here for the Crusaders. St. Paul runs into each other. Jacobowski with the swing off of Golka. Still match point. Tipped over Lowry. Sees it on the line. Right side attack. Horky. It's blocked again. St. Paul to Roth. High bump set. Jacobowski got the kill. Roth was able to get a good bump set up there. And Jacobowski gets her kill number 13. Stop it and send them both to state right now. What a match. 15-15. And back to serve it away will be Fosick. And Coach Matt Kane Fairbanks wants to make sure that he's got the right server back there. Sometimes the nerves and the excitement can make you forget what's going on. Fosick, great serve. Picked up low. Golka set to the middle. Here's Wilman. She'll terminate. And Central Catholic will serve for the third time for the championship. 16-15, Crusaders, Sadie Gehring to serve it. Match point number three for the Crusaders. Across it comes. Here is the set to Jacobowski. Her attack off the block, picked up by Benton. Lowry sets. Here comes Benton. Her attack is down and good, and Grand Island Central Catholic has advanced. On the 23rd kill of the night for Emma Benton, Grand Island Central Catholic has defeated St. Paul 17-15 in the fifth set. You could watch this kind of volleyball all night long, but it brings the season to an end for the St. Paul Wildcats. Megan Luckey couldn't suit up tonight. She's one of the seniors, along with Maddie Fosick and the Sestock sisters, Kylie and Carrie. Abby Euler, also a senior on this St. Paul team, who will see their year end at 24-8. Grand Island Central Catholic will improve to 25-6. And it is another Central Catholic, Kearney Catholic postseason volleyball matchup coming up on Friday night at a site to be determined. We will take a break and be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Postgame Show. We'll chat with the coaches. We'll give you the final stats. It's all still to come here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, St. Paul, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Your friends at Equitable Bank find solutions by asking the right questions. They treat people the way they like to be treated, and your success is important to them. At Equitable Bank, you're more than an account number. Bank with Equitable. Bank with the E. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Well, welcome back to high school volleyball. Again, you can't play any tighter than this, and we appreciate all the fine sponsors that are part of our high school sports coverage, from opening night to the state tournament championship games and everything in between. It's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Let's take a look at the unofficial stats in the fifth set, and we will begin with St. Paul. Here's how things look for Leslie Fox. She had one service point and two kills. Kaylee Horkey had a kill. Jaden Jacobowski had two kills. Maddie Fosick had two service points. One of those was an ace. Kylie Sestock had one kill. Carrie Sestock had an ace block. Six kills, one ace block, and one ace serve for St. Paul. For Grand Island Central Catholic, I had Sadie Gehring with two service points, Maddie Liske with three service points, Lauren Webb had one kill, Emma Benton, as usual, steps up. She had six of her team's kills there in the fifth set, and Darren Wilman added two kills. I had Central Catholic for nine kills, no ace blocks, and no ace serves, but Central Catholic is able to grind out a 17-15 win in the fifth set over St. Paul and advance on to the district championship, which is coming up on Friday night. Site to be determined, but just keep in mind, both Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic have afternoon football. It'll be somewhere where the fans can get to both matches, somewhere in the Grand Island, St. Paul, maybe Central City, Aurora. Any of those are possibilities, but that will be made official tomorrow, and we'll pass that along to you. We hope to get a chance to talk to both coaches. We've got the cumulative stats to run down, so stay with us on the New West postgame show.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the New West postgame show, joined now by victorious coach Sharon Zavala. And
We'll keep it short, Sharon, because I know everybody wants to chat, and you've got some sleep to get in because a long, long match. Congratulations.
I'm not sure how much sleep I will really get tonight. It was just such a good match. It could have gone either way. Both teams looked a little bit alike, just depending on what rotation the teams were in. So, I mean, their blocking bothered us. Our serving bothered them at times. We had a lot of ace serves this game.
Emma Benton obviously is one of those, and we talk about her every time. But once she started getting blocked, she had to adjust. She did, was huge in the fourth and fifth sets for you. Can you talk about adjustments that you may have made or that she made?
Well, we went in the fourth set, and we really needed her to get a kill, and they had the two big blockers on her. I said, Emma, let's have you hit out of the middle. They're serving short. You can take the ball with your hands. You just hit out of the middle. She says, I don't know if I haven't practiced that. I said, let's try it one time. She gets a kill. So, I mean, sometimes you got to talk kids into it, I guess.
We talked about it early, too, that from the volleyball I've been watching last night and the last couple of weeks, a lot of kids will try that little cloud serve, that little short serve. Uh-huh. And the first two, three sets, we really didn't see that. How does that affect what you guys are doing? Why was St. Paul doing that?
Well, for one thing, it kind of jams up your middle. And so then your block knows where the ball's going. So that's why if they were going to do it the middle, I was going to put Emma there so she could just hit out of the middle. But we were, I thought after the first couple times, we handled that pretty well, the short serve.
Talking with Sharon Zavala, you've had 925-ish victories now in your season. Things like this never get old, but when you play in the postseason, there aren't very many 17, 15 fifth sets.
No, there isn't. And it kind of shows what a really tough district we're in. This is kind of a hotbed for volleyball. You know, Matt does a great job with those kids. They're very well coached. I'd like to think our kids are I try to stay out of their way, but I thought tonight our composure is really, when you get into a fifth set, it's all about composure.
One time, I mean, the first and second set were so strange because first they get up 7-0 and kind of cruise home. After you caught them,
right,
they still win. Then you get up 7-1 and kind of cruise home. That third set, though, you had the 23-21 lead. St. Paul comes back and gets it, and your kids respond right away in the fourth set, which is very tough for most athletes in any situation to do.
It really is. You know, we felt like we let that one slip away, you know, and the kids just kept believing in themselves. I can't say enough for my senior group. They take care of the kids on the court. And that's what, as a coach, that's actually as satisfying as a win when people get on the court and they just play together.
Over the last 10 years, the role between you and Kearney Catholic has kind of switched. You had been the mm-hmm. one in the finals year after year, and they finally caught you. Now they've been the one in the finals year after year. You want to get back there since staying home last year. What does it take to beat them on Friday night?
Well, we have got to probably play a little bit above our level, which any team's capable of doing. And we have to bother them somehow. We have to get in their head somehow. But that, you know, I guess we'll worry about that on Wednesday and Thursday.
Are there secrets? Because you
No,
have a chance to take a set. It was competitive earlier this mm-hmm. year, and one is different than three, but very few teams have had that chance. Does that give you some confidence?
Well, I think the kids have seen them, and they know that they're not invincible. The thing was, you can't make several errors in a row. I mean, you just got to minimize your errors, and you got to serve tough against them, and that's what we're going to try to do.
All right, Sharon, we'll see you on Friday. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
The great win tonight.
Thanks.
That's Sharon Zavala, the winningest coach in state volleyball history. Grand Island Central Catholic wins it 17-15. Matt Cain Fairbanks is going to chat with us here in just a moment. We do have a chance to take a look at the final overall stats. We will do that. Coach Cain Fairbanks is making his way this way. We do have some other scores that we will pass along to you from sites around the state of Nebraska. As we told you, Ord was a winner earlier tonight. Blue Hill beat Red Cloud. We'll have the Blue Hill-Axtell match on Thursday, but more coming up right now. Coach Matt Cain Fairbanks joins us here. And Coach, these are the hardest times of the year when the season comes to an end, especially when you know you have one of the better teams in the state of Nebraska. And as joyous as it is to win 17-15 in the fifth, it's just the opposite to lose 17-15.
Right. You're exactly right. These are the matches that if you don't put your whole heart and your skill level into the game, though, you're not even in the match. So it hurts a lot more when you lose. But down the road, it's better than, you know, not playing your best and getting swept out three straight. But you got to give it 100% when you're in a district like this, in an area like this. So I was so proud of the way my kids really did. We gave it all. We had some players that don't normally get a lot of swings step up early on to kind of lead us. And then I thought our seniors and our main go-to players really stepped up at the end, you know, to kind of keep us in it at the end. So it was a total team effort tonight. And it really, I mean, I told the girls in the locker room, any bounce here or there, one misplaced elbow and the game goes a different way. But that's volleyball, and that's why it's such a fun sport.
The first and second set, even though Central Catholic caught you in the first set, it was so maybe unexpected the way that you got out to such a great start. Then they got out to such a great start. Then you started to see strategy from the third set on. Can you take us through? We talked with Coach Zavala about you got the block on Benton. They kind of move her back to the middle. Talk about some of the changes you had to make as the match moved on.
Right. We never really got into a serve-receive rhythm very well. And that's some of it's their servers, but some of it we're not very good serve receivers as the year goes on. And we've done remarkably well running all over the court to keep the ball going. But so their serving, first of all, was good. I thought we threw in some short serves and kind of jammed up some of their other players, and then they had to set just Benton or they had to set just Gehring on the outside, and we were able to kind of at least keep track of them then. And then it really was a game of rotations. It seemed like whenever Webb was back there, mm-hmm. she'd go on a run, or when they had a couple girls where they would just, we'd get Gehring stuck, and Gehring back there, she'd go on a run, and then we'd get a couple of our servers back there, and we'd go on a run. So it really was a game of rotations. And those are fun to coach in. Again, you want to win, but it was really a kind of a chess match as far as trying to hit this server there and, you know, move our block here, move the digger there, and we picked up a couple, and they picked up a couple, so...
Well, I thought Maddie, one of your seniors, really shined. She was one of them that served a ton of points, played a great libero for you tonight. And you've got a senior class. Megan couldn't play tonight because of illness. Abby on the bench helping you out there. But the Sestock girls, Obviously they're going to be hard to replace. But as you said, a lot of girls that wouldn't normally do some things had to step up tonight. Just talk about this senior class.
Right, yeah. I just told the girls the same thing in the locker room a second ago. But, you know, Abby Euler didn't get in tonight, but you saw her at conference. She came in and made a huge impact for us when we needed her, and she was definitely leading on the bench. I heard her constantly talking to all the girls as they came out, you know, telling them a few things, noticing some things, but she was so positive with them. Maddie Fosick's kind of been battling a hip injury, and she was everywhere in the third and fourth and fifth sets. I mean, she didn't let any other girl get a dig or a pass. She was going to take it, and she did. She did everything a libero you could ask a libero to do. I thought Kylie Sestock, this was one of her best matches, maybe her best match as far as keeping us organized. She put up a good hittable ball, and like I said, we don't serve receive that well, so she was she probably ran 6 miles chasing balls down, but she put up something hittable and just kept us organized and went to the right hitter at the right time. And then Carrie Sestock, just her maturity from last year to this year, she was so focused on herself last year, just trying to keep herself and keep her head and know what she had to do. And this year, she just had confidence and she led the team out there. And to see her come off with smiles and talk to the other players, I mean, that's what it's really all about. You know, it's wins, loss. We lost by 2, 17-15. But I saw some outstanding young women leave the court from my side tonight. And I'll take that. You know, I'll take that as a consolation prize, but it's a darn big consolation prize.
Well, I think the folks know it, but St. Paul, very fortunate to have you and your coaching staff leading these young ladies, because it's just fun to watch, and 24 wins on the season is nothing to be embarrassed or ashamed about. So, Matt, great season, and I can't wait to see you guys play again next year.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Doug.
Matt Cain Fairbanks joining us here on the postgame show. We will wrap it up with the final stats and some other area results right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
We're back on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Here's your unofficial final stats, and they're so close, and that's what you'd expect in a 17-15 fifth setter. First off, for St. Paul, Leslie Fox had 10 service points, 1 was an ace, 9 kills. Kaylee Horkey had an ace block and led the team with 14 kills. She also had, we mentioned the ace block. Jaden Jacobowski, 12, 13 service points for Jaden. She had two aces. She had 13 kills. Clara Thede had one service point. Maddie Fosick ended up with 13 service points tonight, tied for the team lead. Three of those were aces. Maddie Roth had an ace block. Kylie Sestock, the setter, six service points. One was an ace, four kills. Then you had Kayla Seferic with a couple of service points, and Carrie Sestock tonight. She had one service point. She had nine ace blocks, and she had 11 kills. St. Paul finishes with 51 kills, 11 ace blocks, 7 ace serves, and they'll end the season just outside the wild card at 24-8. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Jenny Sint had 4 service points. Sadie Gehring had 14 service points. One of them was an ace. She had 5 kills. Maddie Liske had 10 service points. One was an ace. Emily Herbeck had 6 kills. Lauren Webb led the team in serving with 15 points. Three of them were aces. She had an ace block and 6 kills. Laura Lowry, the setter for the Crusaders, 3 service points. One was an ace, 3 kills. Darren Wilman had 3 ace blocks and 9 kills. And once again, Emma Benton leads the Crusaders. 7 service points, 3 of them aces, an ace block, and a match-high 23 kills tonight for Benton. 52 kills, 5 ace blocks, 9 ace serves. The Crusaders improved to 25-6 and advanced to the district final against Kearney Catholic Friday night with a 22-25, 25-19, 23-25, 25-20, 17-15 victory over the St. Paul Wildcats. We have one more chance to look at some scores from tonight. Let us go ahead and do that for you right now as the Class B District Finals are continuing between a Northwest and Aurora, where Aurora was up 2-1, and a Hastings taking on a Holdridge tonight in their final. And Hastings has defeated Holdridge 3-1. Also tonight, Bertrand has beaten Alma. Blue Hill is a winner over Red Cloud. Centura beat Burwell 15-8 in the fifth set. Brady was a winner over Maxwell. Friend over Bruning Davenport Shickley. Hastings St. Cecilia beat Sandy Creek. Also tonight, Lawrence Nelson beat Silver Lake in straight sets to win their sub-district. Ord was a winner in straight sets over Broken Bow. Southern Valley beat North Platte St. Pat's in straight sets. Spalding Academy over Palmer in 4. O'Neill St. Mary's remains undefeated with a win over Chambers Wheeler Central. It looks like O'Neill St. Mary's and Ansley Litchfield will be in the district final. Both are undefeated. Sutton a winner tonight over Fillmore Central. And again here, you've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. High school football tomorrow here on Classic Hits. Randolph at Kennesaw, pregame at 4:30, kickoff at 5 on the Breeze 94.5. Blue Hill is at Hemingford at 2:30. Giltner is at Humphrey St. Francis at 6. And on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Amherst at Fullerton at 6 o'clock. Again, games are on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Volleyball on Thursday. Axtell will play Blue Hill. Friday, Kearney Catholic plays Grand Island Central Catholic, and we'll have a doubleheader for you on ESPN as Kearney Catholic football is at Columbus Scotus at 3. Kearney High will host Omaha North at 7. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, saying thanks again for listening to High School Volleyball. Central Catholic, 17-15 in the fifth, defeats St. Paul. Good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.